Series between the Brooklyn Cyclones and the Greensboro Grasshoppers. And the Cyclones, I'll tell you right now, are hoping for a complete game tonight. Doesn't have to be a complete game shutout or a complete game this or that. Just a complete nine-inning game against Greensboro. If you have not been with us, boy, it has been a couple of dramatic games that have gone the other way. Cyclones could be sitting here on Saturday having won all four of this series, but not to be. The eighth inning, if the Cyclones don't get a complete game, maybe they just don't play the eighth inning or finish this one, rain completed, or whatever it can be, just avoid the eighth inning completely. Back-to-back nights, Cyclones go into the eighth inning with six outs to go before they win. And both times, Greensboro has hit a go-ahead home run. It was Abraham Gutierrez on Thursday, three-run home run into a 6-5 win. And then last night, we could not believe it. Eighth inning again, 1-0 Brooklyn. Greensboro got a two-run home run from Francisco Acuna and won the game 2-1. So we have split the first four games of this series. We wrap it up today and then tomorrow before the All-Star break. Donovan Mitchell Jr. is in the house today. Took some BP with the team ahead of the 6 o'clock first pitch. He'll be throwing out his own ceremonial first pitch in just a bit. He is here because his bobblehead is being given away. And way back when, before he was a basketball superstar, he was a bat boy when his dad, Donovan Mitchell Sr., in 2002, 2004, and 2005, was the hitting coach with the Brooklyn Cyclones. So it's kind of cool for the Cyclones to, of course, they have to sit down, Nick, and focus a little bit. kind of nice to get a little bit of a pep talk and a pregame message from Donovan Mitchell Jr.
Yeah, certainly pretty cool to be able to listen in to anything that he has to offer. And, of course, not a professional baseball player, but the mentality is something that you can feed off of and learn from. There's no better guy to do it. Somebody who really has a passion for the Mets and their organization, knows the inner workings of it. And the Cyclones are in need of a bit of a pep talk because it's been a rough couple of games. Cyclones have played 36 innings in this series. They've led for 32 of them. And to come away with a 2-2 record in those games is a tough pill to swallow. Brooklyn has played well at times, led in the middle innings, but just unfortunately coming undone at the end of the last two ball games with the go-ahead home runs in the eighth inning on back-to-back nights. Yesterday, it was Francisco Acuna who went deep over the left field wall in the eighth after the Cyclones had led 1-0 from the fifth inning on. But that, to me, is really the angle and the story of all of the struggles that have come in this series. Yes, the Cyclones have had the late leads, and their bullpen has been so reliable throughout the duration of this season, and sometimes you're going to hit bumps in the road when you've got so many different guys working through so many different things. You're not going to have nine relievers with zero ERAs. It's just not going to happen. Cyclones have failed to tack on during the middle innings of these games, and Greensboro's offense, as potent as they are, again, the third most runs scored in all of High A coming into this series, they have had the opportunity to hang around. And when offenses like Greensboro's hang around and they hit the home run ball the way that they do, bad things are going to happen, and they have happened on back-to-back nights for the Cyclones. So Brooklyn trying to turn the page, and still an opportunity this weekend to win the series if they can win two straight to close it out. And that is what the Cyclones have their eyes set on, because with their standing in the South Atlantic League North Division, got to start stacking W's behind first place Hudson Valley, who is playing some really good baseball as of lately. Know those games are always tough between Brooklyn and Hudson Valley, so how many of them are you going to win down the stretch? Got to try and close the gap. Hudson Valley into play this afternoon at 12-7. Brooklyn at 9-10, three games back of first place. And Greensboro just a half game ahead at 9-9 on the second half. So the Cyclones, with their eyes set on turning the page, are hoping for another really good pitching performance tonight. They certainly got one yesterday, and that is by far and away the bright spot from yesterday's ball game. Carson Seymour was unbelievable. He was outstanding. Went 6 2/3 scoreless, hit his pitch count, so he was unable to get that final out of the seventh inning. 11 strikeouts, that's a career high. And Seymour was darn near unhittable. Just incredibly good. And this coming off a couple of starts where he was trying to find it, had a couple of bad luck hits that he gave up, a couple of homers that really damaged the good work that he was putting together. He had given up 6 runs in his previous 7 1/3 innings coming in to the start last night, but he corrected all of that with 6 2/3 shutout with 11 strikeouts, one of the best starts from a Cyclones pitcher that we have seen this season. And Seymour giving the Cyclones an excellent opportunity to win. Unfortunately, unable to hang on. Brooklyn scoring just the 1 run in the fifth inning. An RBI double off the bat of Jalen Palmer to score Jose Peroza, who has continued to stay hot as well. Cyclones looking for a little more offense with Donovan Mitchell in the building. And Brooklyn hoping to get another really good start as they turn to the number 9 prospect in the Mets organization, Dominic Hamill, to make the start tonight. Got a good one yesterday and had a chance to catch up with Carson Seymour as part of Cyclones pregame. 6 2/3 scoreless, a career high 11 strikeouts. Here's what he had to say about his outstanding performance.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks. Plus, a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Game 5 of 6 between Brooklyn and Greensboro. Nick DeLuca with Cyclone starter Carson Seymour on a beautiful night for baseball in Brooklyn. Carson, 6 2/3 scoreless with a career-high 11 strikeouts yesterday. Was it good stuff, good rhythm? What allowed you to settle in yesterday?
We were just kind of, me and Matt O'Neill kind of had a game plan. Like, the game from the game was just like trying to get how fast you can get someone out with as like less pitches as possible. And then, I don't know, we're just kind of on the same page, and we're just had a really good tempo, I would say. Like, for the most part, it was first sign, and we're like, yeah, let's go. Boom, boom, boom. It's really good stuff.
You pitch in to the seventh inning, get strikeouts 10 and 11, and then see Luis Rivera pop out of the dugout and walk toward the mound. What's going through your mind? Did you want to continue?
Yeah, I wanted to finish. Obviously, I wanted to finish the inning, get that seventh inning under my belt, you know, because that's kind of like a big thing as a starter, getting through seven is, you know, one of the goals. And obviously, I hit my pitch count, so couldn't throw any more. But yeah, I really wanted that last batter, and I was just rolling. And standing before, he was like, "Are you good?" And I was like, "Yeah, I feel pretty good." And it was just kind of back and forth. And he's like, "All right, you're going back in." I was like, "Let's go." And the whole dugout kind of erupted, and it was just a good feeling, you know.
Going into last night, you had allowed 6 earned runs in your previous 7 1/3 innings. How rewarding is a start like last night, knowing that it can get you back on track?
Yeah, it was kind of the big focus. I knew the results were going to come, so I was still striking out a lot of guys. Wasn't giving up 3 bases, but I just kind of had a home run bug there for a little bit. And I just, yesterday, had my plan, other than, you know, playing, having that little game with Matt, we were just have fun, you know. And like, I think that was the biggest thing, is not putting enough, like, too much pressure on myself to, like, make pitches or whatever. And I was just trying to have fun.
You touched on it a little bit, but working with Matt O'Neill last night, Luis Rivera has really praised his game calling ability. How much does it help when O'Neill is behind the plate?
It helps a lot, and it helps a lot when Manda's back there. All of our catchers are really, really good at calling the game, catching the game. And it just, yesterday we just kind of had like the game within the game kind of thing, and it just helps you just focus one pitch at a time. And I think that was the big thing, is that threw a ball, whatever, next pitch, and kind of just our goal was there. And after the first inning, we're like, all right, now we're starting the game, because first batter, one pitch, was like, all right, well, this is a good start. And then that second batter was like 9-pitch, 10-pitch at bat, and we're like, all right, now we had to refocus, and then it was all good after that.
Unfortunately, unable to hold the lead late. How disappointing is it for you guys to come so close but just miss out on a chance to win a couple of games?
That's just baseball, you know. Like, it's a game of inches, and you know, it's not that disappointing. Like, yeah, we lost, but you know, one pitch, whatever. And we have another game tomorrow, another game today, and it's not too disappointing. You know, yeah, it's a little heartbreaking, but it is what it is.
As a pitcher, do you pay attention to win-loss record at all?
I would say no. I just want to go out there and give my best effort every single time. Some days it is, some days it isn't, but that's how it goes.
8 appearances in at High A. How comfortable do you feel right now?
I feel good. I feel like, you know, just every day just trying to work on just the little things, and then ultimately just show up on start day.
For you, what's been the biggest adjustment? AJ Sager talked about more advanced approach from hitters jumping level from low A to high A. Has that been more difficult for you?
I feel like it's just minimizing mistakes, and like, when the mistakes are big, then you see those home runs, but keep my mistakes small, and then the results are going to come. So that's all it is.
Carson, appreciate the time. Cyclone starter Carson Seymour back with more after this on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones pregame continues here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network ahead of game 5 of 6 on a steamy Saturday night from Brooklyn. Some cloud cover tonight and the humidity in the air as the Cyclones look to bounce back after a couple of tough losses in games 3 and 4 in this series. Before we get you over to Keith Ratt, take a look around the Mets minor league report. Syracuse fell to Jacksonville 4-0 yesterday. Nate Fisher has a 1.99 ERA over his last 5 starts. Went 4 1/3, allowed 6 hits, 3 earned, and 5 strikeouts yesterday. Binghamton losing to Erie 9-6. Justin Lasko, an inning and 2/3, allowed 10 hits and 6 earned. That is season high. Ronnie Mauricio, 2-for-5 with a homer and a double. And Carlos Cortez, 1-for-4 with a 3-run homer in the 9th inning. St. Lucie lost to Dunedin 4-0. Junior Tien picked up his 14th multi-hit game of the season. But aside from that, St. Lucie not able to get anything going on the offensive side. Cyclones looking to do that tonight. Lineup cards exchange. Get it over to Keith Ratt for lineups and first pitch right around the corner here on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Thank you very much, Nick. The lineups, as always, are brought to you by the Holiday Inn Express, downtown Brooklyn, near Barclays Center. Located just a short subway ride from downtown Manhattan, Holiday Inn Express Brooklyn is a smart traveler's affordable alternative to Manhattan hotels. Stay smart at Holiday Inn Express. For the Greensboro Grasshoppers, who visit from Greensboro, North Carolina, the affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, they enter this game 2.5 back of first place Hudson Valley in fourth place in a 6-team North Division, 36-47 overall, just 9-9 in the second half. Shortstop Francisco Acuna leads off. He's followed by the right fielder, Mike Jarvis. Three-hitter, that's the catcher, and switch hitter, Andy Rodriguez. Cleanup man, first baseman, Jacob Gonzalez. The five-hitter, Dariel Lopez, he's at second base tonight. Ernie Ordonez, the left fielder, hits sixth. The bottom trio for Calix Crabb. Third baseman Jackson Glenn hits seventh. Eli Wilson playing back-to-back games. The eight-hitter as the DH. And center fielder Sammy Ciani, that's ninth. Justin Mice on the mound for the first time ever at Maimonides Park, taking the bump for Greensboro. Now for the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are 39-46 and 9-10 in the second half. After the last two nights, they have lost some ground. They are now underneath Greensboro in the standings in fifth place, 3 games back of Hudson Valley. Luis Rivera has Matt Rudick leading off, playing left field. Rowdy Jordan, who was off last night but played on Thursday, back in there as the DH, hitting second. Stanley Consuegra in the 3 spot, playing center field tonight for the second time. Catcher Nick Gattis hits cleanup. Alex Ramirez, who we've seen at the top of the lineup most of the time he's been here, hits fifth tonight and plays right field. JT Schwartz slots in the 6 spot tonight, playing first base. At second, the 7-man, Jose Peroza, is followed by Brooklyn native Jalen Palmer, who's at third base, batting 8th. The shortstop, Sherbin Newton, switch hitter, hits 9th. Dominic Hamill on the mound for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Hamill and the boys take the field in their Coney Island Franks uniforms tonight on a Saturday in Coney Island. And we'll take one more break. That wraps it up for the pregame show. And when we get back from Maimonides Park, it is Brooklyn Cyclones baseball.
Hi, folks. Join us now for another Brooklyn ball game.
Conforto hits one.
And Nimmo cracks one, deep right center field. Look at up, Hayward. It's out of here! Brandon Nimmo's first major league home run.
1-1 pitch. This one hit pretty well, left field. Left fielder going back up against the screen. And he's tied it at 2-2. Edgar Rodriguez, he ties the game with two down here in the bottom of the ninth inning.
man, it could be a nicer afternoon. Great goodness. This is the one we've been waiting for. This is it. This makes you feel like it's spring and baseball and like there's no more measles. Free tickets to the circus.
3-2 to Mookie Wilson. Little roller up along first. Behind the bag. It gets through Buckner. Here comes Knight and the Mets win it.
Brooklyn by one. The pitch.
Struck him out swinging. Brooklyn, you have your title. The Brooklyn Cyclones are outright champions for the first time in history. 2019 New York Penn League champions.
And I'm delighted for all our wonderful Brooklyn fans in Brooklyn, Long Island, New Jersey, all over, that at long last we've brought this world championship to Brooklyn.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Ben Scully speaking to you.
This is the old redhead, Red Barber, here at Ebbets Field, Brooklyn, USA.
Park in Coney Island, USA. It is Brooklyn's Cyclones baseball. Tonight, the Cyclones, the High A affiliate of the New York Mets, take on the Greensboro Grasshoppers, the High A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. It is game five of a six-game series, and we've split the first four. Unfortunately, the Cyclones have had it done to them the last two nights. Back-to-back nights taking a lead into the top of the eighth inning, and back-to-back nights where the Greensboro Grasshoppers decide to hit go-ahead home runs. Cyclones should be 4-0 in this series, but it is what could have been night. That is apropos, unfortunately, of this series for the Cyclones. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Ratt. I think my parents were going to name me Pete, but that's about the same thing as Keith, so not really a big story about what could have been. However, the guy that we talk about what could have been is the man who threw out the first pitch tonight, Donovan Mitchell Jr. We gave away 2,000 Donovan Mitchell Jr. bobbleheads. He is, of course, the NBA superstar currently of the Utah Jazz. But his father, Donovan Mitchell Sr., a longtime member of the New York Mets in many different capacities, currently handling a lot of community relations. He's a big wig in the front office and a good friend to the Cyclones organization. And before his time outside of, I guess you'd say, the field in the uniform, he was in uniform as a three-year hitting coach with the Cyclones, 2002, 2004, and 2005. And in those early years, Donovan Mitchell Jr., the little kid, his son would come out, hang out, he'd be the bat boy, check flies, take BP. Well, Donovan Mitchell Jr. is all grown up and today able to come back to his old digs and throw out the first pitch. So a lot of excited fans in the stands. We usually have a lot of Cyclones fans, Cyclones jerseys, Mets jerseys. There's a couple Knicks jerseys in the house today. I wonder why that is. We won't answer any of those questions tonight, unfortunately. We'll see, though, the question, can the Cyclones take it all the way for a full nine tonight? That is what's on the table. Dominic Hamill also on the table. It's his second Brooklyn Cyclones start. The number two Mets pitching prospect and the number nine overall prospect in the system. He's at top of the bump, first base side of the rubber. His first pitch to Francisco Acuna is fouled back for strike one, and we're underway at 6:02. Acuna hitting a 272, two homers, and 13 RBIs. On base at 353. Hamill's next. Swing and a miss at a slider down and away. No balls, two strikes. It was Acuna last night who played hero. The night before that, Abraham Gutierrez. Talk about those eighth-inning home runs. Here's Hamels 0-2. And breaking ball got him swinging. Slider strikes out Acuna. One down at the top of the first inning. Here's the defense behind Hamill tonight. Matt Rudick in left field. Stanley Consuegra in center. Alex Ramirez over in right. Jalen Palmer at the hot corner. The guy's up the middle. Newton at short. Perosa at second. JT Shorts at first. And Tom Hamill working tonight with catcher Nick Gattis. One out for Mike Jarvis. First pitch to the righty runs downstairs for ball one. That was a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Jarvis 4 for 27 in 7 games, just 148 batting average. With the double and two homers. The 1-0. Missed in tight with 93. Two balls, no strikes. So Hamill's second start. He saw Aberdeen last week. He was all right. Struck out 7 over 4 innings. But gave up 3 runs on 5 hits. 2-0. Misses outside. Ball 3. Made 14 appearances. 13 starts with low A St. Lucie. ERA about 3.8. 3-0. Jarvis takes inside. Ball 4. And right away we see the Dominic Hamill dichotomy of strikeouts, wonderful walks, a little bit high. With St. Lucie, his strikeout rate was a great 27%. The walk rate, double figures, 11%. And he starts off this game with a strikeout and a walk. No score, top of the first. Greensboro catcher Andy Rodriguez stands in. One on, one out. Jarvis has his lead. Pitch. Rodriguez takes a changeup strike on the outside corner. Nothing in one. It was the outing against Aberdeen last week where you saw the good and the stuff that Hamill needs to work on. I hate to say it, but right now the plain stuff for Hamill is to keep those walks at a minimum and keep the strikeouts up. Easier said than done. It's all about maintaining that focus. But he's just trying to get comfortable at high A. No balls and a strike on Rodriguez. Hamill kicks and deals. The fastball misses away. One ball, one strike. Andy hitting a 275. 9 homers, 42 RBIs. A 360 on base. Rodriguez in the series, 4 for 14. 1-1. Way outside, gets by Gattis. Off his glove, back to the screen. Jarvis takes off for second, takes a slight turn, and stays right there. It's a very wild pitch for Hamill, and it's 2-1 on Rodriguez.
And you touched on it, maintaining the focus, a piece of it. Also trying to be more consistent with the mechanics. That is something that a young pitcher continues to work on, refining, making sure that you're consistent with where you're releasing the baseball. All things that Dominic Hamill is trying to master.
The 2-1. Rodriguez stares at a ball in the dirt. Gattis can't find it. Jarvis off for third. Now he's there safely. Nick picks it up as it rolled behind home plate onto the turf by the Maimonides health sign. 3 balls and 1 strike on Rodriguez. And that pitch was down. It looked like Gattis had it and then lost it. We'll see how they score it. But nonetheless, runner at third base with 1 out.
Would imagine that's a pass ball. Gattis right out to the mound to chat with Hamill. I think he might have been unsure of what was coming. Could have been crossed up a little bit.
Infield in for the Cyclones to wear their Coney Island Franks jerseys tonight. From afar, they look like white tops, white pants, but really there's a slight blue pinstripe on that uniform. 2-1. Here's the pitch. Spiked in the dirt. Backhand stop by Gattis. And it's ball 4. So Rodriguez is aboard. Strikeout and 2 walks. They're at the corners against Dominic Hamill in the top of the first. 1 out for Jacob Gonzalez.
And the inconsistency with the release point on display in that at bat. Wild pitch up and away. Sailing off the glove of Gattis. And the walk pitch in the dirt, so trying to find it.
Gonzalez stands in. He was off last night, hitting at 305. 5 homers, 23 RBIs. First pitch. Fouled at home plate. It ricochets off Gattis' mask for strike 1. Gonzalez, good batting average. Like I said, 305. The on base at 365. Last played on Thursday night. Had a couple of late singles. Dom on the first base side of the rubber. Holds the set belt high. 0-1. Pins the inside corner at 94. Keeping it low in the zone at the knees. On the big guy, no balls, 2 strikes. Gonzalez, that typical tall first baseman, about 6'3", 24 years old. He's behind 0-2. Hamill delivers. Breaking ball, tap, foul down to third baseline. But Mike Jarvis, who was taking his lead off third in foul territory, that is the right way to do it, had to duck and cover as that one bounded over his head. The reason he takes his lead in foul territory is because if he's in fair territory, the ball hits him. Of course, he is out, just as he would be if he was running across any of the other bases. Top of the first inning, Greensboro threatening. Hamill deals the 0-2. Pitch grounded to short. Slow roller for Newton. Shervin has it. Throw to second base for one. Throw to first. Not in time. Jarvis scores. 1-0 Greensboro. Cyclones had potential to turn an inning-ending double play. Could not do it. Gonzalez drives in a run.
And a tough play for Shervin Newton. That ball not hit all that hard. But it was a very close return throw. And JT Schwartz hesitating for a moment. I thought he might have had him.
Bang, bang play at first. Gonzalez safe. Rodriguez cut down 6-4. Two outs for Daria Lopez. Hits righty to righty. Slider dips low and in for ball one. So the walks, at least one of them, comes back to bite Hamill. Facing Lopez, who's at 268 with a 306 on base. A dozen homers, 35 ribbies. 1-0. Cracked foul to the right. One ball, one strike. Hamill, known as a spin rate monster. That is what he has been deemed by scouts. Of course, minor leagues on Twitter, loving that. Hamill throws it all. Fastball, slider, curve, and change. 1-1. Ground ball hit weakly to second base. Perosa over, bends, fields, and fires to first in time to get Hamill to spin out of trouble in the top of the first. One run, no hits, two walks, one left, and a 1-0 Greensboro lead. We go to the bottom of the first from Maimonides Park. Brooklyn coming to bat against the Grasshoppers on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Italian dining is a mixture of simplicity and taste. At Il Coliseo in Brooklyn, pull up a chair and sit down at a local favorite that'll have your mouth watering for all of the classics. Surrounded by a giant brick oven at the center of it all, enjoy antipasti like fried calamari, baked clams, and sautéed broccoli rabe. Dive into chicken franchise, veal piccata, or their classic Frank Sinatra pasta. Is your mouth watering yet? Yeah, thought so. That's why it's time to make it an Il Coliseo night, a night you won't regret. Visit IlColiseoRistorante.com.
Cyclones Triple Play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
On a Saturday night in New York City, Cyclones and Greensboro Grasshoppers head into the bottom of the first inning. 1-0 lead for the Pirates affiliate against Dom Hamill, who walked a pair to get into trouble. Jacob Gonzalez, not the sexiest of RBIs, an RBI fielder's choice. Just basically beat out a double play ball to keep the inning alive, allow the run to score. So the Cyclones are playing from behind to start the game, which, I'll tell you what, not the best feeling in the world, but not the worst, because this series has put enough pressure on the offense to try to respond. And so very early in this game, the Cyclones are down 1-0. We'll see how they do. Matt Rudick leads off. First pitch from Justin Mice. Misses outside at 94 for ball one. Rudick, the little lefty, standing in at 219. Two homers, 14 RBIs, 351 on base. 1-0. Foul back. That was 93. Down and away. So Justin Mice, 6'2", very skinny. At 160 pounds, he might be a little bit bigger than that. High kick, the 1-1. Rudick swings through 93. One ball, two strikes. Drafted by Pittsburgh last year, he was the first pick of the 10th round out of Eastern Michigan. He
He's from Pennsylvania. Played his college ball, a little action in the Midwest. 1-2, up and in at 95. Two balls, two strikes. Now usually, guys out of the MAC, maybe not drafted so high, but 94-95 tells you why Pittsburgh went and got him. 2-2, breaking ball, hot shot to second base, fielded by Lopez on one hop, but he can't recover, and Rudick safe at first. That was a sinking liner to Lopez at second base. He reached down with the glove, tried to field on one hop, pushed through the ball, kind of pushed it away, and Rudick aboard. See how they score it.
Handcuffed Lopez, short hop, tough play for a second baseman, but regardless of how it falls, Matt Rudick once again finding a way on base, and that's why he's in the leadoff spot.
Call it an E4 on Lopez. So the tying run aboard is Rowdy Jordan. Pitch. Rolled over, foul to the right towards the first base dugout for strike one. Jordan switch hitter, batting left. DHing for the second consecutive time off the injured list. He rejoined the lineup on Thursday, had a hit in his first at bat. That's a good feeling for him. He had the blood flowing yet again. Mice steals home. Pitch chop foul at the plate. That was 87. Mice took something off. No balls, two strikes. Jordan at 262, two homers, 21 RBIs, on base solid at 362. 16 doubles, two triples, 9 out of 12 in steals. Here's the 0-2. It's fought off foul to the left. So interestingly enough, Justin Mice, who pitched at Eastern Michigan, usually don't get these great matchups in the non-conference in college when you're coming out of the MAC. But he actually hooked up with Mississippi State. Played a three-game series down at Duty Noble Field in the Mississippi. 0-2. Just missed up and away at 94 for ball one. Mice pitched really, really well. His team unfortunately lost 4-1. He took a 1-0 lead into the bottom of the ninth inning at Mississippi State. Could not hold on. Rudick leads the 1-2. Missed outside with a fastball. Two balls, two strikes. And Rowdy that day did not fare so well. No hits against Mice. So the rematch now in pro ball between these two guys. 2-2. Drilled towards center field. Siani cuts over to his right, makes the catch. Chases Rudick back to first base. Good poke by Jordan. But a little unlucky, out number one in the bottom of the first.
That's analytics right there. Did your digging.
Oh, yeah.
That's well done.
Get the box score, baby.
And a good swing by Rowdy Jordan. Maybe if he had a metal bat, might have been out of here.
Those BB Core bats these days, those things are dead. Just go to wood already. What is the point? It's 1-0 Greensboro, bottom of the first. Here's Stanley Consuegra. First pitch, cut on and fouled back for strike one.
The FIP guys don't like metal bats.
Not the real thing. Is that an oxymoron? I don't know. Not a big fan of FIP. I mean, not a big fan of metal bats.
Oh, there we go.
Freudian slip. Spinner to throw over. Rudick chased back in. So the defense behind Mice tonight. Ernie Ordonez, the Bronx native, in left field. Sammy Siani at center. Mike Jarvis plays right. Jackson Glenn at third. Jacob Gonzalez at first base. Acuna at short, Lopez at second. Andy Rodriguez catches. 0-1. And Swager swings through 93 on the inside corner. No balls, two strikes. One on, one out for Consuegra. Stanley at 205 over just 10 games. He's 8 for 39. Five doubles and a home run. Open stance. He's behind, though, 0-2. Slide step, pitch. Foul back. And Rudick broke on the play, so he turns and goes back to first. Justin, this year began with low A Bradenton in the Florida State League in the Pittsburgh organization. 10 games, 7 starts, 3 relief appearances. Threw 41 innings and got the promotion. 0-2. Breaking ball got him looking. Consuegra takes a wiffle ball, strike 3. First punch out for Mice. Got called up on June 7th. Has made six starts with these guys. 20 innings, 23 strikeouts, 11 walks. Numbers not so good at this point, at this level, but it's still early. He's still getting his bearings under him at high A. 1-0 Greensboro, bottom of the first. Two outs for Nick Gattis. Throw over, and Rudick dives back into first. Nick was also off last night. Tough to lose his bat. He's really been swinging well. Batting at 218 with five homers, 29 RBIs, and a 341 on base. Pitch. Slider strike on the inside corner. Gattis stepping like he was going to get a fastball. He got slowed down by that breaking ball for strike one. Mice from the first base side of the rubber. Pushes off. Deals. Missed inside at 93. One ball, one strike. Guys that are hot right now. Rudick, Consuegra, Peroza, and Nick Gattis. Nick's reached in 18 of his past 20 games. 1-1. Crack to the left side. Glenn dives and makes the catch, falling to his left. Jackson Glenn takes away a Nick Gattis base hit. And the Cyclones get robbed twice in that inning. Jordan and Gattis put great swings on, but cannot move Rudick over or in. We go to the second inning from Maimonides Park. It's 1-0 Greensboro over Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
That's not good.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Greensboro strolls back to the plate in the top of the second inning on a Saturday night at Maimonides Park. Thunderbolt swirling, the backyard filled out in right center field for an all-you-can-drink. Good feelings by the boardwalk and underneath the parachute jump. Greensboro scored against Dom Hamill. Cyclones right-hander gave up the run on two walks and a fielder's choice. And a 1-0 lead for the Pittsburgh affiliate. Bronx native Ernie Ordonez, the righty-hitting left fielder, leads off. It's 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Ordonez hitting at 219, 11 homers, 36 RBIs. First pitch from Hamill, way up and in at 92 for ball one. That was the definition of chin music from Hamill. Ordonez just leaned back and turned his head towards the umpire. The 1-0 missed up high with 92 again. Two balls, no strikes. Ordonez earlier in the series had a huge turnout. A lot of family came down from the Bronx. 2-0. There's a fastball strike on the outside corner. 2-1. Hamill gets the sign, rocks and uncorks the 2-1. It's popped into center field. Consuegra stares at it, leans back, now rumbles towards home plate, and makes the catch. One away. Now, we heard the contingency for Ernie Ordonez, and then we saw it after the game when 753 people walked onto the field to take pictures with their family member. It is always awesome to see when guys who come from other places get a chance to play in front of family. Here's Jackson Glenn with one out. Hamill delivers. The pitch fouled at home plate for strike one. Last year, the Jersey Shore Blue Claws had a player named Vito Frisia, who was from Long Island, from Valley Stream, and Never really got a chance to play around here until last year. And he had a great turnout. 0-1. Served into shallow center. Glenn delivers a base hit. Flops onto the end of the Brooklyn Cyclones blue script logo in center field. So he's on with one out in a 1-0 Greensboro lead. Glenn was at 227, three homers, 16 RBIs, a 311 on base, and a great defensive play to end the bottom of the first. So now the eight man, the DH, Eli Wilson, right-handed swinger. Slight open stance. White gloves grip the bottom of the black bat. Pitch. Hamill missed outside, trying to snipe the corner. Fastball at 93, just off. Wilson at 221, three homers, eight RBIs, 333 on base. 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch last night. Hamill spins, throws to first, and Glenn flies back in. That was a fast move from Dom Hamill, certainly the A move. Glenn not much of a base dealer. Two attempts, he's made it once. Hamill takes a big huff and a puff. 1-0. Cut on and missed. One ball, one strike. Cyclones infield back trying to roll two. Brooklyn almost got it done in the first inning to save a run. Hamill's 1-1. Breaking ball cut on and missed on an inside slider. Tied up Eli Wilson for strike two. Hamill against Aberdeen last week. A really good start. Gave up the runs towards the middle of his outing. Here he's been hit in the mouth early. The 1-2. Rolled over to short. Newton charges. Throws the second one. Perosa has it. Throws the first. Double play. Hamill gets the pitcher's best friend. 6-4-3. And Dom faces the minimum in a scoreless second inning. Greensboro takes its 1-0 lead into the bottom of the second inning at Coney Island's Maimonides Park on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon, have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
We go marching into the bottom of the second inning from Maimonides Park. Saturday night, noises all around. Sights, sounds, smells, the sea, all of it tonight. We go into the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 lead for Greensboro. So the Cyclones in an early hole. Brooklyn sends up Alex Ramirez, JT Schwartz, and Jose Perosa against Justin Mice. First pitch to Ramirez. The Mets' number four prospect takes inside for ball one. Ramirez 5 for 37 in 9 games. The 1-0. Fastball hits the outside corner this time. One ball, one strike. So Ramirez number 4. Number 1 is out in California today. 1-1 pitch. It misses off the plate. Two balls and a strike. Francisco Alvarez at the Futures game right now in California as the DH. 2-1. Ramirez swings over a soft change. Good pitch by Mice. It's 2-2. So Alvi back out there with Mark Vientos. Back-to-back appearances for Alvarez. We'll see if he homers again like he did last year. 2-2. This one's roped over Acuna's head at shortstop. Base hit. Ramirez with a stinger. And boy, did he need that. He had been slumping lately. But a hot shot for a base hit to lead off the bottom of the second inning.
Hit number one in the series. Snaps an 0-for-13. But knew that Alex Ramirez is just too darn talented to continue the way that he had been hitting recently. Everyone falls into some slumps. But he is a really good player on that breaking ball and hit it hard.
So he's at first base. Here's JT Schwartz batting in the sixth spot tonight. Mice steals. And miss up and away to the lefty for ball one. So the Futures game tonight in L.A., Alvarez hitting third as the DH. Vientos hitting seventh and playing first base. Ramirez leads, breaks for second, pitch taken outside, throw down from Rodriguez is not in time. Ramirez with his first Cyclone stolen base, and he's in scoring position, trying to tie the game.
Got a pretty good jump. Tough throw for Andy Rodriguez up and away. And Acuna had to leap into the air to pull it down. That's the difference to allow Ramirez into second base safely.
1-0 Greensboro, bottom of the second inning. Cyclones a base hit away from tying the game. The 2-0. Schwartz ropes one towards the middle. Lopez to his right, can't get there. It's into center field. Ramirez around third, he scores. JT does the job. It's a ribby single up the middle for the guy who leads everybody in RBIs on the Cyclone side. And we're tied at one at the bottom of the second inning.
Lopez and Acuna coming together. Try and keep that one on the infield. But just by the slide of Acuna into center field, JT Schwartz does it again. Comes through. And this game tied at one.
Back-to-back singles and speed kills. Ramirez getting into scoring position, setting up JT Schwartz. Here's Jose Perosa from the right side. Pitch. Foul back. Top of the netting behind the plate. Strike one. Perosa at 220, 5 homers, 26 ribbies, 301 on base. And boy, is he hot as well. Talk about Gattis, talk about Perosa. Last 14 games, he has touched base 30 times. 0-1, rip and a miss at a good fastball. Strike two. Schwartz not much of a base dealer, I say that, but he's run 10 times. He's made it 6. Held on by Gonzalez. 0-2. Perosa fouls it back. So the Futures game. The American League features Anthony Volpe, who's the top Yankees prospect hitting cleanup, a guy that played in this ballpark last year, and Jason Dominguez hitting second, playing center field, also a Yankees prospect, and also just got called up to Hudson Valley. 0-2. Perosa spanks one in the gap in left center field. Ordonez over to cut it off. Schwartz hits second, heads for third base. He's there standing up. Third straight single for the Cyclones. It's Perosa this time, and it's first and third with nobody out.
And in the early portion of this season, we were asking, where's Jose Perosa? When's he going to get it going? And he has certainly gotten it going recently. Another line drive base hit, waiting on a breaking ball, depositing it into left center field. And that's just a really good piece of hitting. Staying back, keeping the weight, has the rhythm and timing down to put runners at the corners. Brooklyn a chance to take the lead for the first time today.
Justin Mice, a visit by Fernando Nieve, former New York Met, who's the pitching coach for Greensboro. And we saw Jose Perosa just a little bit come alive here and there, a spark in May, a spark in June. But this is it. This is the Perosa that the Mets have really loved and have wanted to see more often. In July, before that at bat, hitting 333, 3 of his 5 home runs, the OPS better than 1,000. This is who they expected him to be, the number 29 prospect in the system. He was certainly a contender as the draft is just a couple days away. You get new infusion of talent in the system. The rankings change. Perosa may fall out of the top 30, but it's this kind of month that he's having that show you that, okay, this is why he's a top 30. Meeting on the mound is over. There's nobody out. We're in the bottom of the second inning. Tied at one. Here's Palmer. Pitch. It's outside for ball one. So Perosa with a single set up at first. Schwartz at third base. Good first to third speed on the ball to the gap. Mice delivers. Palmer taps it foul down third. One ball, one strike. Jalen, who's the number 14 Mets prospect, hitting at 181 with a 304 on base. Team high 7 homers and 23 RBIs. 1-1. The righty takes down low with a bender for ball two. Tall right-handed closes off, deals the 2-1. And Palmer crushes one toward short, fielded on one hop by Acuna, throw to second one, turn to first, double play. An amazing double play. Meanwhile, Schwartz scores to make it 2-1. And Francisco Acuna with one of the great plays at shortstop.
Wow. Overran the baseball, had some tail off the bat. And Acuna overran it to his left. Had to stop, reach back, sliding to the turf, back to his right. Snared it somehow and started the 6-4-3 double play. What a play by Acuna.
Sat there on the turf in the splits watching it get completed. First pitch to Newton, runs up and in for ball one. Cyclones have hit some balls hard against Justin Mice. A 1-0. Newton takes down and away. Close pitch, missed at 93. Ball two. Bottom of the second inning, 2-1 lead for Brooklyn ahead of Greensboro. The 2-0. Newton sends a high fly into shallow right. Jarvis trots in, looks up at the cloudy sky, raises the glove, and makes the catch to end the inning. Newton was at 190, 3 homers, 24 RBIs. Brooklyn goes 3 runs, 2 hits, no errors, nobody left. How about 2 runs, Nick? That sounds probably a lot better. 2 runs on 3 hits. As we go into the third inning, it's 2-1. Coney Island Franks against the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play in the third inning when we get back on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for a bus company that makes safety its top priority, look no further than Panorama Tours. Not only are they one of the best in the Northeast, they're also the official transportation provider for the Brooklyn Cyclones. Call them today at 973-470-9700. Or visit online at panoramabustours.com.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
To the third inning we go from Maimonides Park. For the first time this evening, Dominic Hamill back to the mound, pitching with a lead. A two-spot for the Cyclones in the bottom of the second to make it a 2-1 ball game. Ramirez, Schwartz, Perosa, all with base hits. And the Cyclones answering to the Greensboro run. Scored in the top of the first. So Dom Hamill back to work against 9-1 and 2 in the Greensboro order. Sammy Siani leads it off. Open stance left side. First pitch, swing and a miss. Nothing and one. Siani at 210, 7 homers and 25 RBIs on base, 336. 0-1. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball, 74 inside corner. Nothing and two on the Greensboro center fielder. 0-for-3 with a couple of strikeouts yesterday. Snapped a 6-game on base streak. Hamill, first base side to the rubber. Staggered feet, peers in over the glove. Nods yes to the side, lifts the leg, 0-2. Fastball in off the plate at 93. One ball, two strikes. Hamill into his wind, 1-2. Siani swings and misses. 85-mile-an-hour changeup outside corner. Second punch out for Dom Hamill. Leadoff man set down to start the third. Good changeup on the outside edge from Dom Hamill. Showing off that really good stuff for the first out. Back to the top of the order, here's Francisco Acuna. First pitch, breaking ball, check swing, he held off. It's 1-0. Acuna struck out his first time. Open stance, leans back from the right side, 1-0. Breaking ball down and away, two balls, no strikes. Only place that Dom Hamill has gotten into trouble early on in this ball game. It's been the walks, a couple issued in the first inning that led to a run. 2-0. Acuna takes a fastball strike inside corner, 2-1. Acuna hit that go-ahead two-run homer yesterday. Cyclones trying to get back into the win column after dropping two straight in the middle of this series. 2-1. Acuna cuts and misses over a changeup at 84. Two balls, two strikes. Brooklyn back-to-back nights leading into the eighth inning. Back-to-back nights, go-ahead home runs for Greensboro. 2-2. Breaking ball down and away in the count full. Bases empty, one out, top of the third. 2-1 Brooklyn on top of Greensboro. Game 5-6 on this Saturday evening. Hamill into the wind, lifts the leg, payoff. Breaking ball misses up and in, and it's a third walk of the night issued by Dom Hamill. And a one-out base runner for Greensboro, top of the third. Trying to find that consistency with the release point. Walk rate into the double digits for Hamill. Trying to stay more in the strike zone. So runner off first, one out. Here's Mike Jarvis. Hands held low, open stance right side. First pitch. Fastball called, strike outside corner at 92. Nothing and one. Jarvis walked, came around to score the lone Greensboro run in the top of the first. Right-hander taps the toe to the set first base side of the rubber. Pressed against the belt. 0-1. Breaking ball called, strike outside corner. Nothing and two. Cyclones have gotten some really good starting pitching again in this series. So good last night from Carson Seymour, 6 2/3 scoreless, career high 11 strikeouts. 0-2, swing and a miss. High fastball gets Jarvis, back throw by Gattis to first, but Acuna slides in safely. Third strikeout for Dom Hamill, second of the inning. And with two away, here's Andy Rodriguez. Lefty hitting catcher worked to walk his first time. Hamill holds the set, stares in, first pitch. Swing and a line drive fouled down the first base line off the netting, nothing and one. Rodriguez has reached in now 17 straight games, 21 for 57 in that span. Batting average at .368 and has driven in 10 in 11 games in July. Team leader in runs batted in. Throw over to first by Hamill. Acuna dives back safely. Rodriguez, the 22-year-old that is showing off his potential in this series. Such a good athlete for a catcher. 0-1. Change up below the knees. One ball, one strike. Acuna leads from first with two out. 2-1 Brooklyn, top of the third. Rodriguez, a catcher, trying to learn a few more positions, give himself a little more flexibility in this Pittsburgh system. 1-1. Fastball below the knees, 94 on the outside half. Two balls and a strike. Of course, the Pirates holding the first overall pick in the draft last year and using it on a catcher, Henry Davis, who spent the beginning of the season in Greensboro, has since been called up to Double-A, but Pirates like them both, trying to find a way to make it all work. 2-1. Rodriguez pops it foul, left side and out of play onto the concourse. Two balls, two strikes. Andy saying that the Pirates think he can play multiple positions, so I'm going to play them. Here to help my teammates win and try and stay in the lineup as often as possible. Play a little second base left field. Says the adjustment to learning the positioning has been the most difficult part. 2-2 count with two outs. Runner off the first. Hamill holds the set. Righty's pitch. Rodriguez inside out. Flair over the head of Palmer at third, and it squirts into short left field. Around second, Acuna strolls into third, and right behind him, Andy Rodriguez with a bloop double. Second and third for Greensboro with two down. Just off the end of the bat, Rodriguez didn't hit it all that hard, and yet it's another double for Andy Rodriguez in this series. Has been an extra base hit machine. So two down. Tying run off third for Greensboro. 2-1. The Cyclones lead top of the third. It's Jacob Gonzalez. First pitch. He cuts and misses over a breaking ball at 83. Nothing and one. Gonzalez bounced into a fielder's choice and is credited with an RBI to score the Greensboro run in the first. Back into the lineup after the off day yesterday. 0-1. Gonzalez pops it foul and back of home plate. No balls, two strikes. Has reached in nine straight games. 23 runs driven in on the season. And a chance to add to that total with runners off second and third and two out. Brooklyn protecting a 2-1 lead top of the third. Dom Hamill is a pitch away from getting out of it. Taps the toe to the set, 0-2. Gonzalez bouncing ball right side. Backhand field, Schwartz flipped to first. Hamill covering, steps on the bag to close out the inning. Greensboro threatens, but Hamill gets out of the jam. They strand two, and we go to the bottom of the third. 2-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Bottom of the third inning from Brooklyn, 2-1 Cyclones over the Greensboro Grasshoppers. Game 5 of 6 in this series. Some cloud cover rolling in with the lights turned on at Maimonides Park. Ring lights in yellow on the stanchions in the back of the outfield wall. And Brooklyn taking a 2-1 lead at the bottom of this third inning. We'll send the top of the order to the plate against Justin Meiss. Righty winds, first pitch to Matt Rudick, a breaking ball that stays high. It's 1-0. Matt Rudick reached on an error, hit the ball hard towards second his first time. 1-0. Swinging a tip foul at home plate, one ball and one strike. Rudick on base three times yesterday. 5 for 13 to start this series, has reached in 5 straight. 1-1. Rudick takes fastball in off the plate. 2 balls and a strike. Justin Mice looking to settle it in after a two-run second. 2-1. Rudick, line drive, right center field. Ciani on the run. It gets down and will roll toward the alley. Rudick around first and strolls into second with a leadoff double. Matt Rudick to right center. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. And in his second trip to the plate, Matt Rudick gets it started yet again for the Cyclones in the bottom of the third. Rudick in a scoring position, nobody out. Here's Rowdy Jordan. Switch hitter batting left with the even stance. First pitch, breaking ball off the outside corner, 1-0. Jordan hit the ball hard, but lined out to center field his first time. Making his return from the injured list. Playing for just the second time since June 19th in Wilmington. 1-0. Fastball called strike outside corner at 93. 1-1. Had a chance to catch up with Rowdy pregame yesterday. Said that all about trying to regain that rhythm and timing. Not quite like starting the season over again. 1-1. Jordan pops it in back at third base. Glenn on the run runs out of room into a slide as it bounces off the sidewall. 1-2. Rowdy saying that wanted to make sure that his emotions were in check. So energized getting a chance to be in the lineup again and wanting to do whatever he could to help his team win. Said it was great to get that first hit off the IL out of the way in his first at-bat. And that he feels healthy. That's the most important thing. 1-2. Jordan, line drive back up the middle. 1-bounce field. Acuna stopped, stared at third, but makes the throw to first to get Jordan for the first out of the inning. Matt Rudick, aggressive base running, but it pans out. And safely at third with one away. Line shot, 1-bouncer. Jordan hit it really hard. And for a second straight at bat, comes up empty. Speared by Acuna. Pump fake toward third. Thought about that throw. Didn't make it. And completed the sure out at first base. Here's Stanley Consuegra. Swings and misses at a first pitch. Fastball up and in. Greensboro brings the infield up to try and cut off Rudick at third. 2-1 Brooklyn. Bottom of the third inning with one out. Cyclones looking to add on. Set by Mice. Press against the belt. 0-1. Change up in off the plate. 1-1. Stanley Consuegra struck out looking his first time. Is 6-for-16 in this series. Was 0-for-4 to snap the three-game hitting streak yesterday. 1-1. Fastball in off the plate. Consuegra backing away to get outside the reach of that 93-mile-an-hour fastball. 2-1. Rudick off third with one out. 2-1 Brooklyn, bottom of the third. Cyclones a chance to pad the lead. 2-1. Consuegra, line drive, left center field. That'll get a run in. Ordonez misplayed it. It's over his head and bounces to the wall. Rudick scores. Consuegra around first and into second with a double. That RBI double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. That ball scorched to left center field. And Ernie Ordonez playing in this ballpark for the first time in this series. Came in, went back, and by that time it was too late. Consuegra driving in a run to give the Cyclones a 3-1 lead here in the bottom of the third. Still one out. Another man in scoring position. Here's Nick Gattis. First pitch. Gattis pops it foul. Right side now to play. Nothing and one. Nick Gattis with some tough luck his first time. Line to ball toward the left side. Jackson Glenn. Full extension to make the catch and rob Gattis of at least a base hit. set by Mice. Righty with the pitch clock at 3. Lifts the leg, 0-1. Gattis lifts a high fly ball left center field. Ordonez back to the warning track. He looks up and watches it fly. Nick Gattis has a 2-run homer, his 6th of the year, and Brooklyn a 3-spot in this bottom of the third. It's 5-1. A third extra base hit of the inning for the Cyclones. And Nick Gattis pays it off to give Brooklyn a 4-run lead. Here's Alex Ramirez, first pitch. Fastball called strike outside corner, nothing and one. Cyclones have seen the bats come alive in this third inning. 0-1. Fastball off the outside edge. 1-1. Brooklyn has been getting off to some good starts in this series. 1-1. Swing and a miss by Ramirez at a breaking ball. 1-2. Now the question about sustaining the lead and hanging on. That's been the problem the last two nights. 1-2. Breaking ball down and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Ramirez. 3 in for the Cyclones in the bottom of the third. A 5-1 lead over Greensboro in game 5 of 6 tonight. 2-2. Breaking ball down and away, and the count full on Ramirez. Cyclones with 2 in the 2nd and 3 with still just 1 out in the bottom of the third. Mice winds payoff. Ramirez line shot right at the second baseman. Lopez moves a step to his right and makes the backhand grab. Another hard hit ball for the Cyclones, but Ramirez that time comes up empty on the lineout. Not much you can do there. 2 away. Base is empty, 2 down. Here's JT Schwartz, first pitch. Pop foul, left side and out of play, 0-1. Schwartz a base hit and an RBI his first time in the second. Also came around to score. Cyclones 2 in the 2nd, 3 in the 3rd, 5-1. 0-1, fastball high and tight. Schwartz twists out of the way. 1-1 in the Cyclones' first baseman. JT 0-for-4 yesterday, snapped a 7-game on-base streak, but right back on base tonight. 1-1. Fastball called strike outside edge, 1-2. Struggles continuing for this Greensboro pitching staff. Another home run surrender. The extra base hits have been flying tonight. Mice winds 1-2. Schwartz line drive left center field. It gets down, a base hit, and will roll to the warning track. JT around first and cruises into second with a 2-out double, the 4th extra base hit of the inning. Another double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. And Calix Crabb pops out the Greensboro dugout. That's going to do it for Justin Mice tonight. Hit a rocky second and a rockier bottom of the third. Cyclones tag him for 4 extra base hits. The big blow to Gattis, 2-run homer. New arm into the ballgame, and we come back here on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets. August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night. And have a... Cyclones with a 3 spot. And not done in the bottom of the third to make it a 5-1 ball game. They have chased Justin Mice from the ball game. Logan Hoffman takes over. Right-hander pours in a first pitch strike to Jose Perosa. Nothing and one. Hoffman, the 5'10", 190-pound right-hander, 22-year-old. Fifth-round pick of the Pirates in 2020. Ready holds the set, working from the first base side of the rubber. 0-1, breaking ball. Off the outside corner, 1-1. JT Schwartz leads off of second with 2 out. His double, the 4th extra base hit of the bottom of the 3rd for the Cyclones. Hoffman enters, making his 17th appearance with a 6.26 ERA. 1-1. Perosa with a high fly ball into shallow right center field, coming on Ciani, calling off Jarvis, makes the catch above the head to finally retire the side. Cyclones score 3 times on 4 extra base hits. The big blow to Gattis, 2-run homer, is 6th of the season, and the Cyclones on top 5-1. We go to the 4th from Maimonides Park on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are you ready, kid? I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets. Some big-time run support for Dom Hamill as he retakes the mound in the top of the 4th inning. 5-1 Brooklyn, 3 spot in the bottom of the 3rd after scoring 2 in the 2nd. And Brooklyn getting the extra base hit rolling in that 3rd inning. Double by Rudick, double by Consuegra, home run by Nick Gattis, and a double by JT Schwartz. 5-6-7 in the Greensboro order against Hamill. First pitch fastball misses upstairs to Dario Lopez. It's 1-0. Lopez grounded to second his first time. Hamill winds, 1-0. Fastball below the knees, 2 balls, no strikes. Such a big lift for Brooklyn. Get out to that early lead after falling behind in the first. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Lopez underneath the fastball at 94, 2-1. Allows the young pitcher, Dom Hamill, to settle in with some support behind him. 2-1, a fastball down and away. Three balls and a strike. Had a chance to talk to the Cyclone staff throughout the season, and all of them talk about how helpful that is, pitching with a lead. 3-1. Popped in back of second base. Jose Peroza, fading onto the outfield turf, makes the catch off the shoulder. And Lopez is down for out number one, top of the fourth inning. One down, 5-1 Brooklyn here in the top of the fourth. Here's Ernie Ordonez. First pitch. Tap foul at home plate. Nothing and one. Ordonez back into the lineup after the off day yesterday. Flew out to center his first time. 0 for 7 in this series. Still looking for his first hit. 0-1. Ordonez pops it foul right side out of play. Nothing and two. This after Ordonez had a really good series in Greenville last week. Three multi-hit games. Hamill into the wind, 0-2. Tap foul back to the screen. Ordonez with a defensive back to fight off the breaking ball in the inside corner. Count holds, no balls, two strikes. Dom Hamill working with some good rhythm. Lifts the leg, 0-2. Swing and a miss. Ordonez down on strikes through 93 on the inside corner. Fourth punch out by Dom Hamill tonight. And the first two grasshoppers down in the top of the fourth inning. Two up, two down. Bases clear. 5-1 Brooklyn, top four. Here's Jackson Glenn. First pitch. Tap foul wide of third. Jalen Palmer a step to his right. But fielded by Calix Crabb in the third base coaching box area. No balls and a strike. Glenn one of two. Greensboro hits tonight. 0-1. Fastball upstairs. 1-1. Jackson Glenn, former teammate of Dom Hamill at Dallas Baptist. 1-1. Slice back to the screen. One ball and two strikes. Glenn was a late bloomer, selected as a senior. Pirates were looking for some financial flexibility with a couple of high school selections that will drive up the price because of some of the leverage. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Glenn down on strikes. A fifth punch out for Dom Hamill. And a shutdown inning for the Cyclones righty in the top of the fourth. Third straight goose egg on the board for Greensboro. We head to the bottom of the fourth inning from Coney Island, 5-1 Brooklyn on the Cyclones Radio Network.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye,
if nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks. Plus, a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special Under the Sea nesting doll. Learn more at BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets.
Bottom of the fourth inning from Maimonides Park. Cyclones 5, Greensboro 1. Brooklyn trying to retake the series lead. Jumped ahead to a 2-0 advantage with wins on Tuesday and Wednesday. But a couple of late losses and back-to-back ball games evening the series for Greensboro. But the Cyclones, shy of giving up that early run in the first inning, have been back at it with a vengeance tonight. 2 in the second, 3 in the third to take a 5-1 lead. Logan Hoffman remains on the mound. His first pitch off the plate away to Jalen Palmer leading off the bottom of the fourth. It's 1-0. Palmer bounced into a 6-4-3 double play. Hit it hard. His first time, 1-0. Palmer bouncing ball to shortstop. Acuna takes the high hop backhand. Throw to first on target for out number one. So good for Brooklyn to get out to that early lead. And after the ground out, here's Sherman Newton. Cyclone shortstop, a switch hitter. Open stance, batting left against Hoffman. First pitch, fastball called, strike outside corner. Nothing and one. So Hoffman coming on in relief of Justin Mice, who went 2 2/3, allowed 7 hits, 5 runs all earned, no walks and a strikeout. 0-1, the breaking ball up and away. 1-1. And the struggles continuing for this Greensboro pitching staff with the extra base hits and the long balls. 1-1, Newton rolls right side. Bluff hand field by Gonzalez just inside the bag at first. Strolls over for the second out of the inning. Back-to-back groundouts to open the frame. And with the bases empty and two down, 5-1 Brooklyn bottom of the fourth. Here's Matt Rudick. Open stance left side, first pitch. Change up off the outside corner, 1-0. Rudick on base twice in his first two trips to the plate, reached on an error, and then doubled in the third and came around to score. Hoffman, the set, pressed against the belt, 1-0. Change up off the outside corner, 2-0. Cyclones have led for all but 5 innings in this series. Trying to make it a 3-2 advantage. 2-0. Fastball up and away. 3-0. Matt Rudick has settled in nicely atop this Cyclones order. On base, putting together good at-bats. 3-0. Fastball called strike outside edge. 3-1. Feel like the Cyclones are poised to put together some more offense. Rudick at the top. Rowdy Jordan back. 3-1. Fastball off the outside corner. And Matt Rudick on base again. 2-out walk. Bottom four.
He's been really good in this series. I mean, you go back to Tuesday when I got on twice. Wednesday, twice. Thursday, 3 times. 3 walks last night. A double and a walk today. I mean, this is beautiful stuff from Matt Rudick, who really struggled in April, got hurt, went down to Florida, came back, and boy, like you said, cherry on top of this lineup.
First pitch, fastball up and away to Rowdy Jordan, 1-0. Well, what do you like about Matt Rudick? You see, gets on base.
Brad Pitt would love him.
Exactly right. And Jonah Hill. 0-for-2 start to the night for Rowdy Jordan. Line out and ground out. 1-0. Fastball up and away. 2-0. Rudick off first. 2 down. 5-1 Brooklyn. Bottom four. Logan Hoffman on in relief of Justin Mice, who lasted just 2 2/3. Trying to steady the ship. Throw over to first. As Rudick slides in safely. Hoffman leans in, first base side of the rubber, holds the set 2-0. Jordan, a high fly ball right field. Jarvis on the run toward the corner and makes the running catch to end the inning. speeding in front of the Geico sign in right field. Mike Jarvis takes extra bases away from Rowdy Jordan to close out the bottom of the fourth. Scoreless frame for Logan Hoffman. To the fifth inning we go from Maimonides Park. Keith Rad with the play-by-play. When we come back, 5-1 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Was that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Sometimes it can feel like too much. How do I balance between saving for my own retirement while also paying for student loans? What about my kids and their education? And my parents? They're getting older too. They're going to need me to be there for them very soon.
That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning in Brooklyn. And these are some of the common concerns my clients have. Questions like, how much home can I afford? Can I even take the risk of changing careers while planning for the future? How do I prioritize when everything seems important? It can be very overwhelming. I create flexible financial plans that balance your current needs with where you want to go. Head to futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones on a Saturday night feeling really, really good. Brooklyn leads Greensboro 5-1. Game 5 of the 6-game series. The team that wins today has a chance to win the series tomorrow. As we sit, 2 games apiece over the first 4. Dom Hamill has allowed 1 early run and has since settled down. So 1 total run over 4 innings. 63 pitches into the 5th. Hamill went just 4 last week, so doing a lot better in his second take with Brooklyn. First pitch to Eli Wilson. He studies a fastball across the outside corner that nabs the edge at 93. Strike one. Hamill, 5 strikeouts, 3 walks, 2 hits. The 0-1. Slider bends low. 1 ball and 1 strike. Just wrapping up the second time through the lineup. Wilson, Ciani, and then the top. The righty's 1-1. Popped up towards the shortstop. Newton backpedaling out. Head cocked towards the sky. Waves his arms to tell everybody to get out of the way. And he hauls it in for the first out. Take a look at the Mets affiliate circuit tonight. Triple-A Syracuse with Connor Gray on the mound. Down 5-0 to Jacksonville. That is the Triple-A affiliate of Miami, who's not half bad, by the way. 47-41. Syracuse struggling. 39-49. There's Sammy Ciani from the left side. Hamill starts with a slow curve upstairs for ball one. Francisco Alvarez not playing with St. Lucie. He's out at the Futures game. The 1-0. Swing and a miss at 92. 1 ball, 1 strike. Same deal for Binghamton. They're down early as well, those Rumble Ponies. Top of the fourth inning, Erie leads 6-0 with Jose Chacin throwing. 1-1. Cut and a miss. Ciani turns it loose. And Hamill slows it down to 84. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bottom 3 in St. Lucie at Clover Park. Dunedin and St. Lucie tied at 2 at low A. Hamill into the windup, kicks and deals. The breaking ball, beauty, but missed down low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Dom tries again, 2-2. Cut on and miss. 94 miles an hour. 6 strikeout for Dom Hamill, the Mets' number 9 prospect, has 2 down in the top of the 5th. And the Cyclones lead 5-1.
And showing off what makes him such a highly touted prospect. Know the stuff is there. Had to settle down after the first inning that saw him try and find his control. But he has certainly found it as this game has worn on.
Here's Francisco Acuna, the leadoff man. He takes a curveball for a strike. He didn't see it. He turned out of the way. He was totally fooled. He literally lifted his hand to block his face. The 0-1. Cut and a miss. Slider off the outside corner. 0-2. And Hamill is living on a cloud right now after these two pitches against the leadoff man. Acuna has struck out and walked tonight. Here's the 0-2. Slider outside. And the Mets, just checking in on them, they beat Chicago in the first game of a doubleheader 2-1. Unfortunately, the first game went into 11 innings. They play tonight at 8. 1-2. It's outside. Two balls and two strikes. That's 8:05 Eastern time. Max Scherzer against Drew Smyly. 5-1 Brooklyn, top of the fifth. Base is empty. With two outs, here's the 2-2. Chop foul towards the third base side. Acuna stays alive. Two early walks for Dom Hamill. That led to the one run allowed. But since that first inning, just three base runners. He twists and turns to 2-2. Breaking ball got him swinging. Dom Hamill looking splendid tonight on a Saturday. It's a 1-2-3 inning for the second-best Mets prospect on the pitching side. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. 5-1 Brooklyn against Greensboro on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com. for more information.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer. And apparently, a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Bottom of the fifth inning on Donovan Mitchell Jr. bobblehead night. And from his perch in the house suite, he throws t-shirts down below to the fans. It's a Saturday night in New York City. It's a 5-1 Brooklyn lead against Greensboro. Phones come to the plate in the bottom of the fifth inning. He's Nick DeLuca. My name is Keith Rath. And after the game, everybody gets a chance to run the bases. So everybody feeling good. That buzz, that life in the stadium tonight. Stanley Consuegra leads off against Logan Hoffman. Continuing his relief. Pitch. Stanley takes up and in at 89 for ball one. Justin Mice lasted just 2 2/3. Hoffman into his third inning. Ended the third, pitched the fourth. Here he is in the fifth. Next pitch, looped on a left field line by Consuegra towards the wall. It's a one-hopper up against the Premio sign down into the corner. Consuegra around first into second base with another double. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new and getting older by the swing. Double up credit card.
Have a night, TD Bank. Stanley Consuegra with a second double off the night. Now that, not the most impressive night that he's put together this week. However, right on top of that breaking ball, and the sound just a little bit different when it rockets off Consuegra's bat.
Seven doubles in 11 games. How about that for Stanley Consuegra? Here's Nick Gattis. Nobody out. Pitch. Slider connects at the top of the zone for strike one. Take a look at the scoreboard around the South Atlantic League. Hudson Valley taking on Greenville. It's 3-0 Renegades. And they're throwing a no-hitter, TJ Sikkema, that struck out 10 over 5. The 0-1. Breaking ball popped up right over the mound. Who's going to catch it? Here comes Gonzalez from first. It's the second baseman, Lopez, waving his arms, coming down to make the catch from second base. So one out in the bottom of the fifth. Here's Alex Ramirez, who has hit two balls really hard tonight. Cyclones have hit a lot of balls hard tonight. They've not all fallen. And Ramirez, 1-for-2. Single his first time. stole a base, scored a run on JT Schwartz's game-tying RBI single, and then he lined out to the second baseman. Hoffman delivers. Ramirez fouls back the slider at home plate. Strike one. So Hudson Valley, we check in on them first because they're the top team in the North Division at 12-7, waking up today three games better than Brooklyn and have created a game and a half separation over second place Aberdeen. Hoffman's 0-1. Ramirez rips one to the left side. Acuna reaches out. It's off his glove. Ramps into left field. Consuegra gets down to third base and stops there. Ramirez with another banger of a shot to the left side. Should be a single. And it sets up first and third with one out.
And another hard hit ball tonight for Brooklyn. They have been just flying all over the yard. Tough play for Acuna on a short hop. Handcuffed him. Not much he can do because there's no reaction time. Off the glove into short left field. Allows Consuegra, who was off the bat going back to second, chance to get over to third.
So with guys at the corners, 5-1 lead. Here's JT Schwartz, single and a double tonight. Brooklyn with nine hits. Pitch. Fastball off the plate at 85. 1-0. So Hudson Valley up. We mentioned Aberdeen right on their heels. Playing Jersey Shore in a doubleheader. Up 6-0 in game one. Runners lead. The 1-0. Clips the outside corner at 89. Fastball, strike one. Wilmington and Hickory still taking on the Texas affiliate. Up 2-0 in the top of the second inning. Runners have their leads first and third. 1-1. Breaking ball missed high and away for ball two. And in the South Division, which is led right now by Rome at 14-5. It's the best record, by the way, in the second half in the league. And Rome leads Bowling Green, who's in second place. Leads them tonight 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Winston-Salem in striking distance at 10-9. The Dash Trail Asheville 5-0 in the bottom of the fourth. Cyclones actually end the year on the road at Winston-Salem. So it's kind of an interesting setup with the schedule this year. Greensboro comes here. Brooklyn does not go there, but the Cyclones, again, do go to Winston-Salem. 2-1. Fouled away to the left side. It's two balls and two strikes. The Winston-Salem does come here, which is even more peculiar. They'll be here the first week of August. That's the big week with Seinfeld night and all that stuff. But they're not in the division. Greensboro is. But anyway, I don't make the schedule. I just scratch my head at it sometimes. Two balls, two strikes on JT Schwartz. Pitch up high and missed for ball three. So even though the Cyclones sit right now 9-10, and really have let two opportunities go by the wayside the past two nights. Should be 11-8 right now, which is not the case. Nobody really creating such big separation. It is helpful moving into the second half. Payoff pitch misses way outside. Hoffman missed everything. Good grab by Rodriguez, the catcher, shooting his glove to the left. So Schwartz walks. Ramirez down to second base. The bases are loaded with one out for Jose Perosa. And before Perosa strolls in, half the infield comes out to talk to Logan Hoffman. He's kind of wearing it right now in relief. Meanwhile, on the other side of this game, Dom Hamill with five innings, one run, seven strikeouts. Hoffman has not technically given up any of the runs. All five were charged to the starter, Justin Mice, but Hoffman in trouble. He's thrown 28 pitches in relief. Rosa with the open stance on the right side. Chance to do some big damage with one out. First toss. Slider outside. Droops off the plate for ball one. Now the hard hit ball tonight for Perosa. Single back in the second inning. Hoffman, though, got him to fly out with a runner at second base to end the third. Logan's 1-0. Morosa demolishes the ball to deep left center field. Ciani on his horse gets to the spot shy of the track, turns, squares up, makes the catch. Consuegra tags from third, heads towards the plate. He scores. Oh, maybe he doesn't score. JT Schwartz trying to go first to second, runs into a double play, and the inning is over. The Brooklyn Cyclones do not score.
The run was down. The inning is over. Brooklyn up 6-1.
Well, at least I think it's still 5-1. JT Schwartz was out at second base, so Perosa flies out to center, and Schwartz cut down 8-4 as Consuegra crossed. We'll check in on that in just a moment. We go to the sixth inning, our trivia inning. Brooklyn up on Greensboro on the Cyclones Radio Network.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
August 4th is Italian Night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian Americans throughout the night and have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but the fans are going nuts for a third straight night. We have another engagement at Maimonides Park. And luckily, Nick, we can report it is the third straight yes we have heard.
The streak lives. And that, a timing play, by the way, to close out that bottom of the fifth inning. So it's about whether the tag is applied before the run crosses home plate, and they deem yes. That was just the confusing part about it, because really not much of a signal.
Well, Mike Jarvis leads off. Dom Hamill deals a slider strike in the inside corner to start the top of the sixth inning. So it is 6-1 Greensboro. Here comes the 0-1. Ricky ball caught on and missed. Actually bounced to the plate for strike two. So it is Yacone Campos' trivia inning. We have a question for you in the top of this inning, and the answer in the bottom of the sixth. There's the 0-2. Slider missed outside. Ball one. Tonight, celebrating Donovan Mitchell Jr., of course, plays for the Utah Jazz. But my question to you is, where did he go to college? Where did he play his collegiate ball? Hamill high kick deals the 1-2. And missed outside with another slider. Jarvis in a two-ball, two-strike count. If you think you know the answer, use the hashtag ConeyConvos on Twitter. 2-2. Check swing on a high fastball. Jarvis kept the bat back. Able to check his swing. Three balls, two strikes. Hamill twists his feet. The 3-2. Rip, but foul down the left field line. Out of play. So one more time. Donovan Mitchell Jr. was in the house tonight with a bobblehead giveaway throughout the first pitch. Took some BP. Plays in the NBA for the Utah Jazz. Where did he play his college basketball? Payoff. Missed outside, ball four. So Jarvis works his second walk of the night. Hamill's given up three walks. He's trying to get through six for the first time with Brooklyn. And his pitch count at 84 now with that one out of the zone. And a look down to the bullpen. There is some help back there. We'll see how long the leash is for Dom Hamill. Andy Rodriguez, the switch hitter, batting from the left side. A walk and a double tonight. Pitch. Foul over the left side. Strike one.
How about a trivia question that is during my lifetime? I like it.
You know, I just stopped thinking about that because it freaks me out too much. That is true. Those were my college days, too, as much as they were Donovan. So you were what, in middle school? The 0-1. That's low. One ball, one strike. I don't want to give it away here. Because if I start telling stories, you never know. But Donovan was drafted in 2017. He went to this school 2015. That's when I graduated, 16 and 17. One ball, one strike. Hamill lifts and deals. And the fastball misses outside, pounding the glove at 93 for ball two.
So high school for me.
Okay. That's better. We're getting better. Try not to date myself. I have a hard time doing that. Throw over to first base. Jarvis just gets back in. Schwartz made the catch, turn, tried to lay the tag on a green-colored shoulder. Jarvis back into the far side of the bag. 6-1 Brooklyn lead. We're in the top of the sixth inning. Nobody out. 2-1. Fastball fouled back by Rodriguez. 2-2. So these guys at the top of the order, Acuna, who's the leadoff guy, didn't hit this inning, but it wrapped up striking out in the fifth. He walked. Jarvis has walked twice. Andy's been on twice. And once Hamill gets through this, it's usually smooth sailing. A long hold to 2-2. Rodriguez strikes out 94 miles an hour. Dom Hamill putting on a clinic tonight with another Brooklyn strikeout. He has fanned eight in his second Brooklyn start.
It just keeps on getting stronger as the game goes along. Really good placement on the high fastball. Talked about the spin rate magic. Certainly showing it off. 94 playing up.
One on, one out. Here's Jacob Gonzalez from the right side. Jarvis off first. Pitch. Fastball strike on the inside corner at 93. Nothing in one. Gonzalez drove in the first and only run tonight for the Pirates affiliate. Was a potential double play ball that he legged out. A bang-bang call at first base. Hamill throws over, chases Jarvis back again. But Gonzalez legged it out, drove in Mike Jarvis. Greensboro took a 1-0 lead, and the Cyclones responded. Have scored six unanswered runs. Hamill's 0-1. Pounded foul to the right. And into the crowd. No balls, two strikes. Dom is one off of tying his career high for strikeouts. I mean, he's only been a professional for a few months, really, when you add it up together. Last year, just a little bit at the end of the year after getting drafted. Struck out nine against Dunedin at the end of May. That was with St. Lucie. 0-2. Missed inside. Nasty breaking ball. Started at Gonzalez's elbows. And drop down and in. Hamill from the first base side of the rubber. Off and a puff. 1-2. Caught on and missed. Slider down and away. And Gonzalez the latest victim. Hamill with nine strikeouts to tie a career high. A number nine Mets prospect. Man, he is on tonight.
And just has such good stuff. Again, going to the breaking ball that time off the high fastball. And some of the swings from Jacob Gonzalez, one of the better hitters in this Greensboro lineup, really showing how good the stuff is.
Is Dario Lopez with two outs, runner at first. Pitch. Righty swings over a slider, snapped to first base. Jarvis dives in safely. Dad is trying to pick off Mike Jarvis at first. Meanwhile, Hamill trying to strike out his 10th hitter. Last night, Carson Seymour struck out 11 over 6 2/3. From the belt, the 0-1. Swing and a miss. 95 miles an hour on the inside corner. And right on cue, that was his 95th pitch. And one of his hardest of the night. Six-one Brooklyn leading Greensboro. Hamill set. The 0-2. Struck him out with a high fastball. 10 punchies for Dom Hamill. A phenomenal job on a Saturday night in Coney Island. And it's 6-1 Brooklyn. Middle of six, Dom Hamill's world, and Greensboro living in it tonight. We're back at the bottom of the inning next on the Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Dom Hamill on the Brooklyn Cyclones side has struck out 10 hitters over six innings. Brooklyn leads Greensboro 6-1. Now, last night, Carson Seymour struck out 11, and Brooklyn had the lead for him at 1-0, but lost the game late. Today, Brooklyn has done a better job learning. Now, their starters have carved up Greensboro one more time, and the batters have driven in 6 runs on 9 hits and come to the plate in the bottom of the 6th inning. Jalen Palmer leads off. It's Palmer, Newton, and then the top of the order. First pitch, righty to righty. Palmer takes a fastball a little bit high for ball one. It's Palmer, Newton, and then the top of the order. We'll get into our trivia question as well in this inning. 1-0. Just off the plate. 2 balls, no strikes. Palmer tonight, 2 bouncing balls to the shortstop. 1 double play, 1 regular old ground out. Hitters count though for Palmer. Canarsie, Brooklyn native, 2-0. There's a strike over the outside corner delivered by Logan Hoffman. 2-1. So Coney Cabo's trivia, your question one more time. About Donovan Mitchell Jr. The 2-1. Palmer loops one in the left field. Ordonez races over towards the wall. It clanks off the bottom of the fence and rolls away. Palmer loses the helmet heading from first to second, and he stops there with another Cyclones double. That double brought to you by TD Bank. Make some noise for the new TD Double Up credit card. 5 doubles tonight for the Cyclones.
And when it rains, it pours. Cyclones putting together a 10-hit performance, really good swings. Another line shot off the bat of Jalen Palmer, base to the wall. And the Cyclones a chance to add on in the 6th inning.
Here's the switch hitting shortstop, Shervin Newton from the left side. First toss kisses the outside corner at 89 for strike one. Now, Coney Cabo's trivia. Donovan Mitchell Jr. plays for the Utah Jazz, but where did he go to college? The 0-1. Breaking ball catches the top of the zone for strike two. I love one of the submissions tonight. One of them is wrong, but it is one that made me smile. And then we have one correct answer. And we are waiting on Nick DeLuca, who's finishing his last calculations. The 0-2, just outside, ball one.
Oh, you're waiting on me, Louisville.
I was trying to time it nicely, but yes, you're absolutely right. Louisville, that's where Donovan Mitchell played his college basketball. But he's from New York. 1-2. Check swing on a ball in the dirt. Newton held it back. 2 balls, 2 strikes. They played for the Louisville Cardinals, 2015, 16, and 17. Jeff Courtney got it right using the hashtag ConyCombos on Twitter. John DeLuca did not get it right, but guessed Dayton. And that's a half win. The 2-2. Breaking ball low. Good take by Sherbin. Three balls, two strikes.
I think Anthony Grant would have taken Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea for anybody to take him. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch outside. Hoffman loses Sherbin Newton. Double and a walk. And Hoffman certainly just trying to eat up some of these middle innings because he's not been super effective. Neither he nor Mice have been really hot tonight. I mean, just one strikeout for Greensboro pitching. We're in the bottom of the sixth. Cyclones just wrapped up the third time through the lineup. So 27 men have come to the plate, and it's just one strikeout. Here's Matt Rudick with two aboard. Brooklyn leading 6-1 at the bottom of the sixth inning with nobody out. Rudick reached on an E4. Double and a walk. Pitch. Pass ball hits the outside corner at 88 for strike one. Newton at first, Palmer at second base. Here comes the 0-1. And the breaking ball popped up on the infield to the right side. Lopez, the second baseman, tried to call off Gonzalez, but Gonzalez didn't move, and he makes the catch. And Lopez is just staring at him as Gonzalez walks over towards the mound to throw the ball back to the pitcher. Sorry, Dariel. You and I both have living in the world of six-foot people that could just kind of walk all over us. I feel the same way. So there's one out. First and second now for Rowdy Jordan, switch hitter batting left. 6-1 Clones, bottom of the sixth, game five. Pitch. Rowdy serves it in the air towards left field. Ordonez chases back to the track. Shy of the wall, makes the catch. Palmer tags from second, heads to third base, and he's there standing up. So good speed for Jalen Palmer. Rowdy flies out. Runners at the corners. For Stanley Kinsuegra, Mr. Double. Kinsuegra, two doubles tonight. Seven in his first 11 games with Brooklyn.
And can we do something to get Rowdy Jordan some luck tonight? Hit the ball hard four times and just nothing to be found in the way of a hit.
He's had some really tough luck. Luckily, batting average is only one of the metrics that organizations look to see if you're any good. Hitting the ball hard is certainly one of the reasons. Pitch to Kinsuegra, a little bit tall for ball one. So Palmer at third, Newton at first base, Hoffman an out away. Cyclones over the first five innings have scored in three of the five. 1-0. Kinsuegra rips it foul down the third base side. Newton hit the deck. Rivera hit the deck. It is a scorcher down there. A screaming line drive foul. Third baseman Jackson Glenn, by the way, didn't duck because he is, or was, as deep at third as it gets before getting into the outfield. Kinsuegra so hot. 1-1. Missed off the plate at 83. Hoffman tried to slow him down with a slider on the outside corner and looked like he was frustrated that Trevor Matthews did not give him the call. Hoffman peers in for the sign, tilts his head down, looks over at third, and closes off. 2-1. And Swager chases down low. Change up of the dirt. Two balls and two strikes. This is a new-look lineup for the Cyclones. Last week, guys like Kinsuegra and Ramirez just getting their feet wet, and now you can tell these guys look comfortable. Don't have to totally set the world on fire, but Kinsuegra has decided that he wants to this week. Two on, two out. The 2-2. Outside, ball three. So while it's a new look with the three-hitter and the five-hitter tonight, the guy on deck, Nick Gattis, has not been a new hitter, but an old hitter with some really great pop the past few weeks. Hit a two-run home run back in the third inning. He is looming on deck. Should Consuegra reach? Payoff pitch. Breaking ball. Strike. Three called at the top of the zone. Cannot believe Consuegra took strike three there. He'd been so aggressive at the plate that he thought it was up. So Hoffman walks the tightrope and gets out of a scoreless sixth. No runs, one hit, two left. We go to the seventh. Nick DeLuca with the play-by-play when we get back. It's a 6-1 Cyclones lead over the Grasshoppers on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Fridays are Fridays at Maimonides Park. And now, the Cyclones are offering two drinks on the house. Head to brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us, and your first two drinks are on us. When you purchase tickets using this link, you'll get a field box ticket plus a credit for your first two drinks. All you need to do is scan your ticket at the concession stand of your choosing, and you'll get two 12-ounce domestic beers for free. Not bad, huh? Beer deals at a ball game. Book it. brooklyncyclones.com/drinks on us.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
To the seventh inning we go from Maimonides Park, a 6-1 Cyclones lead, and Luis Rivera, a Bicel auto ball, called to the bullpen as Nate Jones comes on to take over in relief of Dominic Hamill, who shoved through six innings tonight. Jones comes on to make his 22nd appearance of the season between low and high A. This is sixth game with Brooklyn, a 3.27 ERA in 11 innings. Has allowed 9 hits, walked 3 with 7 strikeouts. Opponent sitting 220 against him. And Jones pitching for the first time in this series. Last pitched in the Sunday finale against Aberdeen. Ernie Ordonez leads it off. Back of the box right side. First pitch. Ordonez line drive. Base hit left field. Rudick over toward the corner to cut it off. Relay in. And Ernie Ordonez has his first hit of the night. A leadoff single to start the seventh. So wasting no time against Nate Jones, Dominic Hamill was outstanding. 6 innings, 2 hits, 1 run. It wasn't earned. 4 walks and 10 strikeouts. Here's Jackson Glenn. First pitch. Fastball called strike inside corner. Nothing and one. So Hamill giving the Cyclones an excellent chance and a 6-1 lead here into the seventh, in line for his first high A win. 0-1. Pop foul right side now to play. Nothing at two on Glenn. Jackson Glenn 1-for-2, a base hit and a second, and struck out against Hamill. Nate Jones with the squatting stare in, nods yes to the sign, 0-2. Swing and a flare and back to second base. Backhand reach and a grab by Peroza. And Ordonez scurries back to first. Looping liner off the end of the bat. And Glenn set down for the first out of the inning. Runner off first with one out. 6-1 Brooklyn, top of the seventh. And here is Eli Wilson. Open stance from the right side back of the box. Set by Jones. Runner goes. First pitch. Fastball outside. Gattis from his knees fakes the throw. Doesn't make it. And a stolen base for Ernie Ordonez. Man in scoring position with one out for Eli Wilson, 24-year-old, out of the University of Minnesota, 16th round pick. 1-0. Wilson, line shot, center field. Consuegra back, makes the catch, twisting to the right of the 412 sign. Tagging from second is Ordonez. He'll make it to third standing with the throw cut off. Hard hit ball off the bat of Wilson. But Consuegra able to field this position nicely for the second out of the inning. Runner off third with two away, 6-1. The Cyclones lead top seven. Two-out RBI opportunity in this spot for Sammy Siani. First pitch. Changeup up and away. It's 1-0. Cyclones getting another quality start from Tom Hamill tonight. And back of Carson Seymour, who was so good yesterday. 1-0, swing and a miss by Siani over a changeup. One ball, one strike. But this has been the problem area for the Cyclones the last couple of nights. Late and into the bullpen. Fortunately, a five-run cushion this evening. 1-1. Fastball down and in. Slide over by Gattis to keep it in front. Two balls and a strike. Greensboro with just three hits tonight. Have not scored since the first inning. Chance to change that with a runner off third and two out. Jones holds the set at the shoulders. 2-1. Fouled back to the screen by Siani. Two balls, two strikes. And Nate Jones, a strike away from throwing up another zero. Series even at two. Cyclones a chance to take it with a win tonight and tomorrow. 2-2. Breaking ball just off the outside corner. Siani laid off in the count fold. Jones stares in, nods yes to the sign. Rocks into the set. Closed off, 3-2. Fastball up and away. Siani works a two-out walk to put runners at the corners. So Jones, who comes into tonight with the walk rate low, around 7%, has been in the zone, but loses the number 9 batter, Siani. And undoubtedly, not wanting to miss there, because now he faces the top of the Greensboro order in Francisco Acuna. Time called at home plate. And now Acuna digs back in. Hit a big home run yesterday. First pitch, runner goes, breaking ball in the dirt. Gattis keeps it in front, no throw. Stolen base for Siani, and now two in scoring position for Greensboro, second and third, with two out in the top of the seventh. 6-1 Brooklyn. Nate Jones looking for another scoreless inning. Holds the set at the shoulders. 1-0. Breaking ball in the dirt, kept in front by Gattis as he flops to the knees. Two balls, no strikes. Jones trying to bounce back as time is called. Gattis to jog out to chat with his pitcher. What was a tough outing last time around on Sunday against Aberdeen, went just two-thirds of an inning, gave up three hits, three runs, and a big homer that really put the game out of reach. Meeting on the mound concluded. Jones looking to get back into the strike zone. 2-0. Fastball high and tight. Three balls and no strikes. 6-1 Brooklyn. Top of the seventh inning. Greensboro looking for an opportunity to hang around as they have the last couple of nights. 3-0. Fastball up and in over the head of Acuna, who ducks out of the way. It's back-to-back walks issued by Jones, and the bases are loaded with two out.
And when the bullpen is infected, unfortunately, it spreads to everybody. And guys who you'd imagine just kind of go in and get their business done, not that easy. I mean, Jones has been pretty good. Three of his last five without a run. But even him, I mean, it's just one of those things that the issue is you need that one guy to come out with that shutdown two innings, get everybody back in the mojo. Because everybody feels a little tight. I hope I'm not the next guy. That's sometimes the mentality you go out there with. Hope not the next guy to give up a run. And sometimes that's not the right mentality. And everybody gets snake bitten by this.
A.J. Sager out to talk with Nate Jones. Trying to stem the tide on the Cyclones' bullpen struggles. But have come on back-to-back nights, seeing that cough-up leads in the eighth inning. Tonight, it's trouble in the seventh. 6-1 the lead, but the base is loaded for Greensboro. Knocking on the door, climbing right back into the ballgame. Mike Jarvis, who has been on base twice tonight, pair of walks, digs in. Righty hitter, hands held low, open stance, first pitch. Fastball called strike inside corner at 91. No balls and a strike. Jarvis has driven in five in his last five games. Another chance to do damage in this spot in the top of the seventh. 0-1. Jarvis, hard grounder, left side and through. Past the dive of Newton, base hit. One run scores, brakes put on at third for Ciani. Greensboro goes station to station. And the Grasshoppers back into the run column at 6-2 in the top of the seventh.
Not hit all that hard by Jarvis, but hard enough to get through. And it's the end of the line for Nate Jones.
Luis Rivera out of the dugout. RBI number six for Mike Jarvis at high A. And Nate Jones will depart, allowing a run and leaving the bases loaded. Cyclones trying to get the bullpen right and get out of a jam. 6-2 lead. The bases remain loaded with a time run coming to the plate. New Cyclones pitcher when we come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
August 4th is Italian night at Maimonides Park. Wear red, white, and green as we celebrate Italian heritage and Italian-Americans throughout the night. And have a tribute to disco. The first 2,000 fans in attendance will receive a Forza soccer jersey. Grab your pizza or cook some spaghetti as we say cheers to Italy. Visit BrooklynCyclones.com/tickets to learn more today.
Cyclones triple play plans are back. Check out our three-game flex plan or three-game meal deal and make your way to Maimonides Park. With our three-game flex plan, choose any three games from the schedule for just $14, including premium games. With our three-game meal deal, choose any three games and receive a choice of chicken tenders or a hot dog, Nathan's famous fries, and a 16-ounce soft drink, plus a Cyclones cap for the first game that you attend. A $130 value for just $72. Check out BrooklynCyclones.com for more information.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Bases loaded in the top of the seventh inning. Greensboro trailing 6-1 coming into the frame have brought the tying run to the plate. And for a second straight appearance, Nate Jones last just two-thirds of an inning as Luis Rivera goes to his bullpen again in the seventh. Nolan Klenny takes over. It's a Vikel Automall call to the bullpen for the right-hander, 6'2", 26-year-old, looking for the final out of this top of the seventh inning and a bounce-back performance of his own. Andy Rodriguez in to hit, first pitch. Fastball off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Ciani the runner at third. Acuna at second. Jarvis at first. And Andy Rodriguez, a dangerous left-handed hitter, is the tying run at the plate. 1-0. Rodriguez grounds it foul. Right side wide to first. One ball, one strike. Andy Rodriguez on base twice again tonight. A walk in the first, a double in the third, and struck out his last time. The team leader in runs batted in has 42 on the year. 1-1. Rodriguez pops it foul. Left side now to play. Nolan Klenny inheriting bases loaded and two out, protecting a 6-2 Cyclones lead. And the top of the seventh inning, a strike away from leaving them loaded. Holds the set just above the belt. Peaks at third, lifts the leg, 1-2. Rodriguez bouncing ball right side, charging Peroza. Fields throw to first in time, and the inning's over. Nolan Klenny does the job. Strands the bases loaded. Greensboro is held to one in the top half of the seventh inning. Seventh inning stretch time from Maimonides Park. 6-2 Cyclones on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Bottom seven in Brooklyn, 6-2 Cyclones, game 5 of 6 on this Saturday night. Some cloud cover rolling in with the lights on, and Brooklyn getting out of a jam in the top half of the inning. Stranding the bases loaded. Nolan Klenny coming on in relief of Nate Jones, who loaded him up. Klenny getting the ground out against Andy Rodriguez, one of the top hitters in this Greensboro lineup. And the Cyclones preventing another disaster from their bullpen and take the 6-2 lead to the bottom of the seventh inning. Denny Roman takes over, the left-hander. Third pitcher used by Calix Crabb will face Nick Gattis to lead it off. First pitch, fastball called strike outside corner. It's nothing and one. It's the second time Cyclones have seen Roman in the series. 0-1, bounced to third. Glove hand field by Glenn. Throw across the diamond beats Gattis by a couple of steps for the first out of the inning. Roman struggled his first time in this series. Cyclones putting together some really good swings against him. The 9-0 victory on Wednesday, comes in with a 4.04 ERA. This is 21st appearance. Here's Alex Ramirez, first pitch fastball in for a strike inside corner, nothing and one. Ramirez has hit the ball hard all three times at the plate. 2 for 3 lined out in the third. Lamont leans in, gets the sign. Leg lift, 0-1. Fastball is up and in. Lamont from Mexico. Holds the set, and the pitch, a breaking ball down and away. 2 balls and no strikes on Ramirez. Roman lasted just a third of an inning on Wednesday. 2-0. Looping liner right side. Caught by Lopez at second base. A step on the outfield turf for the second out of the inning. Allowed 5 runs. The homer to Consuegra on 4 hits. So base is clear, 2 down, 6-2 Brooklyn, bottom of the 7th. Here's JT Schwartz. First pitch, a changeup in off the plate. It's 1-0. JT Schwartz been on base all 3 times tonight. Base hit, double, and a walk in the 5th. 1-0. Fastball, down and in. 2 balls, no strikes. Schwartz had the on-base streak snap yesterday, but right back to it tonight. On base all 3 times. 2-0. Schwartz lifts a fly ball left field. Ordonez back a step. Now angling toward the line in front of the warning track. Puts it away to close out the inning. Cyclones down in order in the bottom of the 7th. They take a 6-2 lead to the 8th. Keith Rad returns with the play-by-play when we come back on the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network.
Good financial planning goes far beyond investments. Your financial goals must align with your life goals. That's where I come in. I'm Christina Guglielmetti from Future Perfect Planning right here in Brooklyn. Let's break down the secrecy around money, which will lead to more resilience in our own lives and in our communities. Simple isn't always easy, but I'll be your resource to keep you on track when you're tempted to abandon the strategy. Visit futureperfect.nyc and let's start a conversation today.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It is the 8th inning, still underneath kind of sunset skies. It's 8:10 in New York City, sunset going down in the next 15 minutes or so, but the lights are on at the stadium. Thunderbolt's lit up, parachute jump is lit up. The clouds over the blue sea out in right field, getting darker blue. You can still see a little patch of sun out in right over the water. In the 8th, it's a 6-2 Brooklyn lead. Greensboro at the plate. Pirates affiliate sends up 4, 5, and 6. Jacob Gonzalez digs in. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Nolan Clenny gets ahead, 0-1. Gonzalez, Lopez, and Ordonez in the frame. Infield back, playing the righty to pull. The 0-1. Gonzalez cuts and misses at the slider. Strike 2. So Clenny hoping to be the guy, just to kind of have a simple 1-2-3 inning, maybe one over the minimum. Just a quiet back end. It's Brooklyn bullpen right now. Unfortunately, a little shaky, which is kind of surprising from some guys that have had really good years, but go through it, the ups and the downs. Lenny's 0-2. Slider low. Gonzalez didn't bite. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Cyclones a chance to win the series. They got to win tonight before tomorrow's 2 o'clock first pitch. 1-2. Gonzalez taps it foul down to third baseline. It stays the ball and 2 strikes. And then next week, No games until Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Jersey Shore. Everybody in baseball, except for the big leagues, they have the All-Star game, but everybody else is off. The 1-2. Gonzalez strikes out over the slider. McClenney picks up his first out in the eighth. Well, outside of the Jersey Shore series, which was at the end of June, a team that not just Brooklyn, but everybody ends up beating up on a little bit. Cyclones split, eight-game series with Wilmington. They have not really won a series since Hudson Valley at the end of May. Here's Daria Lopez with one out. First toss, cut on a miss on a slider down and away. No balls and a strike. 6-2 Brooklyn ahead of Greensboro. Nobody on base, top of the eighth. Lopez 0-3. 0-1. Plenty pours it over the outside corner at 95 miles an hour. Nothing in two. It'd just be nice for the Cyclones to go into that break having won a series. 0-2. Poke foul to the right over the first base concourse and out of play. Lenny in his Coney Island Franks hat sets. The 0-2. Rip towards the middle. Newton to his left, but it's by him into center field. Consuegra picks it up and fires back in. One out hit for Dariel Lopez. And a quiet night for Greensboro. Once again, they wait to the late innings to come alive. One on, one out for Ernie Ordonez. 6-2 Cyclones. One out, eighth inning. Now the last two eighth innings the Cyclones have thrown, they've given up the lead. So this is a biggie, even though it's a four-run game. Now time is called. Looks like Lopez might have dropped some of his equipment that he was handing over to his teammate over there. First base coach and outfielder, Luke Brown. Pitch. Ordonez takes a fastball strike on the inside corner at 94. Calix Crabb, he keeps you on your toes as a manager. You don't quite know what the day is going to bring. Keeps it fresh for sure. 0-1, runner goes. Pitch popped up. Foul territory, first base side. Gattis chucks the mess. Heads to the front row. Nick makes the catch right in front of the wall. Park gave Gattis an extra step to make the snag. Meanwhile, Lopez, who broke for second, retreats back to first. He's there with two outs.
Tough play for a catcher. Nick Gattis tracking it toward the sidewall. And the hand-eye coordination. That ball up there a while. And Gattis doing a really nice job of tracking it and helping his pitcher out.
Two down with the runner at first. This brings up the third baseman, Jackson Glenn. He's a right-handed swinger, 1-for-3 tonight. Hit the ball hard twice. Plenty holds the set, comes to a stop and deals. And the slider disappears on Glenn, who swings through. Strike one. Lopez with a big lead, breaks for second, pitch popped up, foul territory, Schwartz off first towards the railing, runs out of room and caught it on a carom off the back end of the dugout and show the umpire I got it, but that's not going to fool anybody. So no balls and two strikes on Jackson Glenn, and poor Dario Lopez got his hands on his hips, he's got to be gassed over there, he's broken for second twice and has had to go back. He's going to go forget about it. I'm not following any of those signs you give me. Clenny's 0-2. In the dirt, kicks off Gattis, pushes to the right, and there goes Lopez for free down to second base. It's a wild pitch. And Glenn with a 1-2 count and runner in scoring position.
Had to run to second again. You got to say, I like JT Schwartz's style, though, on that. Try and sell it. Reminds me of one of the plays that got us replayed, Dwayne Wise, I don't know if you remember it, went into the stands, didn't come out with the ball. Umpire said out. He's like, all right.
Two outs, the 1-2. outside with a slider. Len lays off. Two balls, two strikes. Plenty in good shape. He's thrown strikes. Looks off to the third base side. Looks to the second base bag. The 2-2. Fouled off at home plate. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Gattis had it tip off of his mitt. And as it ricocheted behind him, pounded his fist into his glove. Wanted to squeeze that last out. Now Gattis has been playing mostly second or getting a night off here or there. So he hasn't really caught during this series. Well, he knows how important it's been. I mean, he's obviously been very in on these games. 2-2. Foul back. Lenny went back to the fastball at 94. Lopez takes a walking lead off second base, kept close by Peroza. Lenny's 2-2. Popped up in foul territory, first base side over the dugout, soaring into the seats, out of play. Souvenir for some of these fans hanging out with us in the eighth inning, ready to run the bases. Tomorrow's a special day as we celebrate Gil Hodges at Maimonides Park. Gil Hodges, a great career with the Dodgers and the Mets. And tomorrow we give out a Gil Hodges statue to the first 1,000 fans who come in when the gates open up at 1 o'clock tomorrow. 1-1, 2-2, excuse me. Cut on and miss. And the inning finally comes to an end. Clinton gets out of it with two strikeouts. Most importantly, out of the eighth inning, scoreless. We're done with 7.5 from Maimonides Park. 6-2, Brooklyn ahead of Greensboro on Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Are you ready, kid?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks. Plus, a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available, featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning from Maimonides Park. Saturday night in New York City, 6-2 lead for Brooklyn. And the Cyclones sit against lefty Denny Roman. Roman had a 1-2-3 seventh inning. Those type of easy innings have not been easy to come by for Greensboro tonight. It's the first one against Brooklyn, who has powered out to a 6-2 lead, looking to put the finishing touches on it. Maybe add another big swing or two. Six runs, 10 hits. Here's Jose Peroza. First toss to the righty. Runs inside. Fastball missed at 94. For ball one. Peroza with a single and a sac fly tonight. The 1-0. Ripped on the line to center field. It's a base hit off the B in Brooklyn Cyclones out in center field. Peroza looking for two. Ciani's throw cut off to the second base bag is in time. Peroza slid right into it. Jose may be licking his chops a little bit too much as he runs off the field. It's a single, and the putout goes 8-6-4. Maybe Peroza just getting a little cocky there.
Yeah, well done by Ciani toward the alley to field, and strong throw to the cutoff man. Peroza probably thinking he should stay first.
There's Palmer. First toss is a strike on the inside corner. Slowed it down to 84. Nothing in one. Next pitch. Palmer chases the fastball in the outside corner for strike two. Jalen doubled his last time. Palmer last night had an RBI double, hit by a pitch. He's had an all right series. Been a weird year for Jalen Palmer. Batting average has stayed on the interstate. 0-2. Missed outside with ball one. Strikeout rate remains the issue. Palmer's strikeout rate hovering around 45%. 1-2. Changeup missed low. Two balls, two strikes. Mets hitting coach Richie Venice at high A. Trying to help out Palmer identify pitches. 2-2. Bang foul to the right. He can hit them all. Not as if he has trouble with breaking balls. It's just making sure he can pick them out before swinging at them. 2-2. Pushed foul to the right towards the parking lot. Palmer's still so young, just 21 years old. Drafted back in 2018 at a high school in Flushing. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in, and Palmer retired. Ball was dropped by the catcher. Gonzalez just picks it up and throws down to first base to complete the 2-3 putout. But Denny Roman has first two outs, and so far a scoreless eighth inning. Looking for back-to-back solid frames of relief for Kalix Crabb, his manager. It's a 6-2 Brooklyn lead in the bottom of the eighth. And here's Sherman Newton batting from the right side the first time tonight against the lefty. Newton 0-for-2 with a walk. Roman lifts the leg, fires home, and missed outside with 84 for ball one. Third baseman Jackson Glenn deep and over at third. 1-0. Rip foul by Newton at home plate. One ball, one strike. Cyclones 6 runs, 11 hits. Newton not part of it tonight, but this week has been. Had a single yesterday, but during the day game on Wednesday, had 3 hits, including a triple and 3 runs scored. The 1-1. Missed outside. Roman hits the glove at 91, but it's ball 2. Roman sets. Here's the 2-1. Newton rolls over a foul outside of third, running between Jackson Glenn and Luis Rivera down there. Cyclones have the bullpen up, so Nolan Clenny probably not getting the ninth inning. Cyclones 3 outs away from winning game 5. Meeting Greensboro for the first time ever as a franchise. Two teams jumped to high A East last year in the reshuffling. 2-2. Newton on a check swing. Could not hold back. The slider in the dirt got him. And the inning over. Denny Roman faces the minimum. Has a scoreless eighth inning. And the Cyclones are 3 outs away from a dub. It's 6-2 Brooklyn into the ninth against the Grasshoppers on the Cyclones Radio Network.
These are the very first images from the new space telescope.
Hello, everyone.
You don't have to leave the solar system to watch MLB Network. Stream live shows, live look-ins to big moments, and great games every week. Just sign in with your TV provider info at MLBNetwork.com.
Here we go!
Or through the MLB app or on Xbox. MLB Network, just about anywhere in the known universe.
Oh, this one could go to orbit!
Oh, that's not good.
If you're looking for seafood straight from the boat, Nick's Lobster House has you covered. A proud woman-owned business, Nick's Lobster House has supported frontline workers and helped Brooklyn get back on its feet. Taste carefully prepared seafood at the restaurant and raw seafood bar, or shop at the fish market for live lobsters, baked clams, oysters, shrimp, crab legs, and all the seafood you need to make a scrumptious meal at home. Located at 2777 Flatbush Avenue in Brooklyn, taste the freshest seafood at Nick's Lobster House.
Cyclones fans, the New York Mets future is here with MILB.TV. With all home games and most away games streamed live, the only way to watch the Cyclones on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Subscribe today to watch more than 6,500 games, including all available playoff games. Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or Apple App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code Cyclones at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Hey, hon. Have I ever told you how much I love the Murph's Famous Bloody Mary mix?
Yes, sweetheart.
So bold, rich, thick.
Yeah, and honestly, these wings with Murph's, oh, they're awesome.
Remember, with the Murph's, it's one sip, one believer, and apparently a whole lot more.
Is that the Murph in our kitchen?
The Murph's in every kitchen, Craig.
Cyclones call on Dylan Hall to get the final three outs tonight against Greensboro. Broken up 6-2. It's a Bi-Cal Automall call to the pen. Cyclones in good shape. They dropped the past two games on Thursday and Friday and have looked really good tonight. First pitch to Eli Wilson. The righty takes a fastball strike on the inside corner from Hall at 93 miles an hour. Wilson, Ciani, and Acuna 8-9-1. 0-1. Slider bends low and away. One ball, one strike. It really is something to say. I know the what-if game. It is what could have been night, but Cyclones, they should be 5-0 in this series, and they know it. The 1-1, swing and a miss at 92 on the outside corner. Give up a pair of late go-ahead home runs the last two nights to lose leads and not give your offense enough time on the back end to try to respond. 1-2. Soft breaking ball low. Two balls, two strikes. Good take by Wilson. Eli 0 for 3 tonight. Ground out, pop out, fly out. The 2-2. Up and away. Lace off the fastball at 92. Three balls, two strikes. So Nolan Clunny just went 1 1/3. No runs. Struck out 2. Gave up a hit. Clunny looked good to bridge the gap to Hall. Payoff. Popped up. Got him jammed into shallow right field. Schwartz goes out. He makes the catch. Tucking down the right field line, made the catch and took some steps into foul ground, bending off his left side, one away. Dylan Hall's only been up for a little while. Came up at the end of June, but since he's been out there, been really, really good. One of the most trusty arms and that great strikeout rate. Right now, leads the pen, 44%. His first pitch to Sammy Ciani misses off the plate with a soft stuff at 85. Ball one. 6-2 Brooklyn. We're in the top of the ninth inning with one out. Hall's 1-0. Cut and a miss. Blew it by him at 93. Ciani tonight, two strikeouts and a walk. So fifth game for Hall. 44% strikeout rate. Walk rate at 6%. 1-1. That nabs the outside corner at 93. Hall jumps in front. Not a save opportunity, but it feels like one. Just the way the last two nights have been for Dylan Hall and the Cyclones. Ciani sits low. The 1-2. Missed down and in with a changeup. It's two balls and two strikes. Stick around for the post-game show. We'll break it all down for you. The totals, the recap, the scoreboard. And a preview for tomorrow's series finale before the All-Star break. 2-2. Strike three at the knees. And Ciani knew it. As soon as it hit the glove behind him, he put his bat back in his pocket and then walked back to the third base dugout. Dylan Hall does have that effect. He was up with the Cyclones last year and looked all right. It was his first year in affiliated. And this year looks way more comfortable at high A. Greensboro down to its final out. First pitch to Francisco Acuna. Curveball off the plate for ball one. Acuna, two walks, two strikeouts. He was the hero last night. tonight at the top of the order. Set the table beautifully. Both times that he walked, did not score, though. Cyclones pitching staff has held Greensboro to two runs on five hits. Hall's 1-0. Fastball strike, outside edge, 1-1. Acuna rests his bat on his right shoulder, now lifts it as Hall deals a 1-1. And there's strike two, and Acuna hops out of the way, giving that hop as if he's going, why did I not swing at that pitch? Hall, deceptive. Brooken is one strike away from taking the series lead. Hall flutters the glove, high kick, pitch. Popped up and foul down the first base line, out of play. Tomorrow, 2 o'clock, we wrap up the series on Gil Hodges Day. Very exciting. A little pregame ceremony. Some members of Gil's family will be here as we celebrate him going into the Hall of Fame. Another try at it, 1-2. Breaking ball inside. Low pitch, down and in. Acuna took a hovering wiffle ball. A little flying saucer from Dylan Hall. So to 2-2. Gattis gives him the target. Pitch. Ripped on a left field line over third. A one-hopper towards the corner. Acuna hits first, heads for second. Rudick fishes it out and fires in. Down to their final strike. The Grasshoppers come up with a double. Francisco Acuna down the left field line. But right now, up by four runs, Brooklyn can still feel a little bit more comfortable. And I keep saying that because the last two nights, they did not feel very comfortable. They had a 1-0 lead and lost it. The night before that, had a 4-1 lead. It turned into a 4-3 lead. That was the inning where Greensboro took the lead. That was two nights ago. Here's Mike Jarvis. Hall's pitch. Breaking ball fades inside to the righty. Ball one. Jarvis, four times up, three times on. He's walked twice, driven in a run, and scored another. Batting in the two spot. All from the stretch now with a runner at second base and two outs. Pitch. Strike on the outside corner at 92. Dylan Hall back at it with the fastball. Hall the other night, two innings, five strikeouts. Tonight just trying to wrap it up in the ninth. 1-1. Missed off the plate, ball two. Jarvis has already proven that he has a really great eye. And even though his time with Greensboro at high A has been short, number's not great, you can see it. It's coming. Acuna hopping around at second, the 2-1. Swing and a miss. 92 at the knees. And once again, Greensboro is down to its final strike. Brooklyn leads 6-2, ninth inning. Hall bends in for the sign, twiddles the ball behind his back against his belt, and now stands tall. The 2-2, fouled at home plate, ricocheted off Gattis. Jarvis swung at that, knows he just got a piece of it, and quickly glanced over at Gattis to make sure he didn't catch it. Like a cat with nine lives, these Greensboro Grasshoppers. Acuna off second base, two outs. Here comes the 2-2. Breaking ball, yank, but foul. All the way out to Surf Avenue. He totally turned on that. Jarvis caught a hanger and was way out in front, and then some. One more try at it for Hall at 2-2. Pitch popped up. Here comes Schwartz from first base. He raises the glove and makes the catch to end the ball game. Dylan Hall closes the book on Greensboro on a Saturday night. what could have been? Well, I'll tell you. It turns out to be a Brooklyn Cyclones victory and a 3-2 series lead. On a night, we celebrate Donovan Mitchell Jr. in person. The last time he was here, the little guy was a little fat boy back in the early 2000s. Now he's an NBA superstar, and the Cyclones show him, hey, we can play too. So we'll be back from Maimonides Park to wrap it up with the final totals and the postgame show coming up next after a 6-2 Brooklyn win over Greensboro on the Cyclones Radio Network.
At Brooklyn Roasting Company, we believe that making delicious coffee is a fundamentally simple proposition. Grind freshly roasted, high-quality beans into clean brewing equipment. Add near-boiling filtered water, and voila, a perfect cup of piping hot coffee. At Brooklyn Roasting, we're serious but not snobby. Practical but not pretentious. Accessible, not exclusive. Just like Brooklyn, we're bold, brave, colorful, and creative. Enjoy Brooklyn Roasting Company coffee with the Brooklyn Cyclones at Maimonides Park this summer. And go to brooklynroasting.com.
Hungry for some hot dogs? How about chicken tenders? For the rest of the 2022 season, the Tuesday night meal deal comes to Maimonides Park. Every Tuesday night, the Cyclones Eat Up deal offers a Cyclone cap and a field box ticket with a choice of a hot dog or chicken tenders, plus a soft drink and fries for just $20. The offer appears as a $13 food credit on a loaded ticket. Go to brooklyncyclones.com/tickets and use the promo code FAMILYPACK.
Are you ready, kids?
Aye, aye, Captain!
I can't hear you!
Aye, aye, Captain!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish, August 7th is Nickelodeon Day. Pass your boating school test, cook up some Krabby Patties, and bring your starfish sidekick as we begin some SpongeBob SquarePants fun. The first 1,000 fans through the gates receive SpongeBob socks, plus a SpongeBob SquarePants promo pack is available featuring a special under-the-sea nesting doll. Learn more at brooklyncyclones.com/tickets.
Brooklyn, a winner tonight against Greensboro at Maimonides Park on a Saturday night. Brooklyn up 6-2 tonight. They scored early, reversing a 1-0 deficit to win 6-2. Alongside Nick DeLuca, my name is Keith Ratt for the postgame show. Brooklyn, 6 runs, 11 hits, no errors. Cyclones stranded 6 men on base. Greensboro, 2 runs, 6 hits, 1 error. They left 9. They did go 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position. But really, it was Brooklyn's Dom Hamill that was the star of the show, who struck out 10 over 6. Gave up an early unearned run and completely settled down. He bought a little bit of time for his offense to come back in this game. And boy, did they ever. Time of the game, 2 hours, 34 minutes. And the crowd, 3,139. Cyclones victory gets them to 10-10 in the second half. Chance to finish better than 500 tomorrow with a win. The finale before that four games off. I have to stop saying four game series and start saying 4 games off. 4 days off. Doesn't happen very often. Brooklyn gets its 40th win. The Cyclones are now 40-46. Meanwhile, Greensboro, 9-10. They go to 36-48. So go back and recap this game that began at 6:02. Justin Mice against Dominic Hamill. And Hamill gave up the early run, which was not indicative at all as how the story would unfold. Mike Jarvis, a one-out walk, moved over to second on a wild pitch and to third base on a pass ball. Two batters later with a runner at first. First and third for Jacob Gonzalez. He hit a very soft ground ball to the shortstop. Shervin Newton fielded, flipped to second for one, and almost turned the double play, but did not. Gonzalez legged it out, and because he legged it out, the run scored to make it 1-0. So the Cyclones were on their backs early, but came back in the bottom of the second and bottom of the third inning against Justin Mice and Logan Hoffman. Brooklyn in the second inning, back-to-back singles, Alex Ramirez and JT Schwartz. Schwartz drove in Ramirez to tie the game. And then later on, Brooklyn jumped in front. Schwartz scored on Jalen Palmer's ground out. Double play, 6-4-3. So that made it 2-1. Meanwhile, Dom Hamill had settled down. He struck out 3 over his first 3 innings. And again, after that first run, it was nothing but zeros. Cyclones sported him an extra three runs in a very festive bottom of the third inning. A leadoff double from Matt Rudick. Two batters later, Stanley Consuegra ripped a double down a left field line to make it 3-1. And then Nick Gattis poured one over the left center field fence to the right of the video board. And it was another home run for Gattis, his sixth. RBI's 30 and 31. That pushed the lead to 5-1. And really, that was all Dom Hamill needed. He got a little bit more than he needed as Brooklyn held on to win 6-2. Gave up a late run in the top of the seventh inning to Greensboro. That was against the bullpen. Nate Jones, two-thirds of an inning, did not quite have it in his frame. He didn't even last the full inning. Ernie Ordonez led off the inning with a single. Later came around to score on a Mike Jarvis single. But Dom Hamill, the story, he gets the victory. One unearned run over six, strikes out 10, walks 4, gives up just 2 hits. And after Nate Jones, Nolan Clenny and Dylan Hall combined to get the final few outs. Clenny, he got 4 outs. Hall got 3. And those two combined to get the final 7 outs to win 6-2. So as we said, Cyclones get to 10-10. A chance tomorrow to jump back in front of 500 heading into the break. And we'll see how it all shakes out for the Cyclones, who woke up this morning 3 games back of Hudson Valley, who at one point during the game today, as we checked in on the scoreboard, was throwing a no-hitter against the Boston Red Sox affiliate in Greenville. So we'll see if that happened. I don't know if it did, but the reason I'm teasing you so much is because I'm sending it over to Nick DeLuca for the scoreboard and a preview of Mañana.
They did not throw a no-hitter.
Okay.
In fact, they are down 4-3 in the bottom of the ninth to Greenville.
Whoa.
As the drive have stormed back at Dutchess Stadium. So see how that one shakes out into this evening. Cyclones will be watching with anticipation, hoping that Greenville can hang on. In the top of the eighth inning, Winston-Salem and Asheville, the tourists on top of the dash by a score of 10-5 at McCormick Field. Wilmington and Hickory in the bottom of the sixth inning, 4-3 lead for the Blue Rocks at LP France Stadium. And in the top of the third inning, Jersey Shore and Aberdeen, a 1-0 lead for the Blue Claws as a makeup of the July 12th postponement. And in the earlier ball game, Aberdeen taking down Jersey Shore 6-0. That, of course, the first game of the doubleheader, so in 7. Bowling Green and Rome have gone final. 5-3 win for the Braves over the Hot Rods at Advent Health Stadium to round out the South Atlantic League scoreboard. In the Mets organization, end of 8 at UPMC Park in Erie. The Seawolves on top of the Rumble Ponies, 9-5. And in the top of the 7th inning, Syracuse and Jacksonville at NBT Bank Stadium, 8-3 lead for the Jumbo Shrimp over the Mets affiliate at AAA. And in the top of the 4th, Dunedin and St. Lucie suspended tonight due to weather at Clover Park. 2-2 tie in that one to be completed tomorrow afternoon. So the Cyclones getting back into the win column to make it 10-10 on the second half, as Brooklyn gets a much-needed victory this evening. The bats coming alive, and the Cyclones with an opportunity to take the series tomorrow afternoon. That should just about wrap it up for us this evening. Once again, the final score, Cyclones see the bats come alive and are able to hang on with good outing from their bullpen to close out a 6-2 victory this evening. Join us again tomorrow when the Cyclones take on these Greensboro Grasshoppers for one final time in the 2022 regular season. Junior Santos getting the ball for the Cyclones with first pitch slated for 2 p.m. Cyclones pregame on the air at 1:40 on MILB.TV and the Brooklyn Cyclones Radio Network. For Keith Ratt, I'm Nick DeLuca saying thanks for hanging out with us tonight. Cyclones with a chance to take the series tomorrow. You've been listening to Brooklyn Cyclones Baseball on the Cyclones Radio Network.